have a question about Don Ohlmeyer.
It sounds like he's a slicky boy.
He's a very talented producer, and he's my boss, and I'm not going to go any further with it.
And he's OJ's good friend, right?
He's not saying anything.
Have you guys discussed OJ with him at all?
You're cutting in and out on me, boy. Thank you, Al.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down. Who would you do call? Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rate women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
Anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This gonna be a good day. 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 No, I don't think so.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be? Right here, right now.
Well, here it is, Nirvana time, when I get to proudly say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field, stadium announcer, Philip, Robert, Jonathan, Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Funny you should mention, Phil, I got the weirdest call from him this weekend.
Really? What did he say?
Well, he called me late on Saturday night and asked if I wanted to see his Harry Potter. I don't even know what that means.
Bada bing.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Chip and all the ships at sea. Personally handling all the refunds for Miss Diana Ross and the Supremes, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie.
How freaking...
Thank you, Gene Rayburn.
How freaking great is that, though?
What if they had a tour and nobody came?
Absolutely.
And who would have thought how far they fall?
And do you know that when they were in Atlanta, I think when it was Diana Ross and the non-Supremes,
right,
that there were so few people in the arena that they actually put cardboard cutouts
did they really?
In the stands to make it look like it was sold out.
That is so very sad.
Hello, everybody. New show, new episode. Monday, July 10th. That is the date. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
It's the Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they
right
wish.
And they have to hit that one.
There he is, Jimmy Obibene.
Yeah.
877-365-3636. That is your toll-free line. Your hotline to the hits. Our show, of course, peppered with your telephone calls. Let's start today's show with an announcement about a Las Vegas-style show.
Yeah. All right, we got another one, finally.
It's been a while, and we're coming back to the District of Columbia, which is a District of Columbia.
It is, most definitely.
On Wednesday, July 26th. Celebrate Charlie Stossel's birthday with the special bathtub edition of the Las Vegas-style show at a joint called Club Element.
Club Element, that sounds very Gen X.
It is right across the street from MCI Center.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's in the part of town where, you know,
yeah,
at least you probably won't get killed going in.
Well, that's good.
You know, maybe coming out.
Might want a carpool.
Either way, lock your doors no matter what you do.
Excellent idea.
Lock your doors until you jump out of your car to jump into the club. We will be in Club Element. That is in D.C. across from MCI Center. 2 weeks from Wednesday, July 26th. Of course, it don't cost nothing to get in.
It's free.
And it's our way of saying thank you for listening to the show, making the show number one Arbitron rated. We'll all be there, including the late Dennis Murphy.
Yes, Dennis is, you know, he asked, and we told him he's allowed to come to the shows.
So that is the next Vegas Style show, and it is 2 weeks from Wednesday, July 26th, at Club Element, and that is in D.C. Now, I just want to tell all the kiddies listening that we're going to have a special surprise at some point. I hope it's early in today's show. Harry Potter will be on the show.
Oh, that's great.
As you know, Harry Potter mania sweeping the country. I've never seen a phenomenon like this. You would think that it would be a non-children's book that would be causing all this stir. But no, I mean, this book is, people are going nuts about this.
So that's what we have for you today. That's the big headliner today. Harry Potter, don't know when. At some point, he's actually coming in today.
That's great.
So you will hear that in just, perhaps in the next break on this show.
Wow, that's soon.
Also, I might be the only person left in the world still watching Big Brother.
I believe you are.
But I do want to tell you what happened on Big Brother, because some Big Brother stuff happened over the weekend.
I'm very excited about it. You seem to be very, very excited about it.
Yeah, well, it's the housewife from Indiana, the 41-year-old.
The one that, do we all agree, we all hated right from the very beginning?
I'm loving her now.
Oh, really?
I watched Big Brother on Friday night. And she was sitting down with a roofer, you know, who's her only contemporary in the house.
Right, really.
And she started pouring her soul out to this guy. She virtually, I mean, I would hate to be her husband. I would hate even more to be one of her kids. Because what she said was, oh, yeah, I'm leaving him. He never tells me that he loves me. He never caresses my face. He never says anything good to me. Yeah, I've only stayed with him for the kids. That's why he didn't want me to come on this show, because nobody at work knows. They think he's a great guy. He's got it all.
Oh, my God. I'm addicted now. I'm tuning in.
He's been married for 22 years with three kids, and he knows that I just can't keep my mouth shut, and I would say something. So, yeah, I'm leaving him, because he just doesn't love me, and I really don't love him.
I'm really glad she waited so long to,
2 days.
The second day in the house.
2 days.
Pretty incredible.
You know, and you got to think about the mindset of this crazy bitch.
Yeah.
That even if her marriage is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
And even if things are as bad as she said, what about the kids? I mean, I don't really care about the husband, because the husband obviously knew that there were these problems, but when they showed her leaving her house, they showed her kids.
She's either spoken to her kids in advance of this, or she's absolutely certifiably nuts, because that's a horrible thing to do to your children.
Yeah, I hope they're not finding out on TV.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Right.
That's what I'm wondering. You know, they get all the friends over, have a little PJ party, let's watch my mom on Big Brother, and the next thing you know, she's sitting down with the roofer going, yeah, I'm going to leave him.
Oh.
He never tells me anything good about myself.
And it's no surprise, you know, based on that first night when we watched the father, you know, her husband, who was you know, all but coming out and saying that they were done.
Yeah.
And, you know, now she's just backing that up, but I'm amazed that she would say that.
On the third night of the show. And meanwhile, the roofer, he's sitting there at the table, and he's just chopping celery. And he's peppering her with all these Oprah-like questions. He's
right.
Going, well, doesn't he ever tell you that he loves you? No. Doesn't he ever tell you you're beautiful? Oh, no.
Is the roofer going in for the kill, maybe?
I don't think so.
Roofer's really, like, silly in love with his wife,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, the roofer's crying because he's missing his kids and everything.
He's got an anniversary coming up that he'll miss he'll be in the house.
I like the roofer.
I don't think so. Then I think the roofer says to her at one point during the Friday night Big Brother, well, why did he marry you then? Oh, I don't know why. I asked him why, and he said just because it seemed like the thing to do.
Well, if the guy is a ween, but I mean, but it still doesn't justify what she's doing in front of the kids.
No, I know. It's horrible.
Boy, it's terrible that she's doing that.
Wonderful. So I'll be watching it tonight. I read something that said that the ratings for that show are just going through the crapper, that no one's watching it, that every night Big Brother is on, the ratings get smaller and smaller and smaller.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm not watching it like I would have. I was very excited about the first episode, and then they just basically killed me in the first episode with that total hype. And Ian O'Malley, they want to know why I'm not watching?
He's not on.
It doesn't matter. Ian O'Malley was on the first night, and that's it. I boycotted it.
Well, just know this, that woman's leaving her husband, and I love it. It took her exactly 3 days until she just poured her entire soul out to everybody.
I believe I predicted that would be the doomed marriage, but I didn't know that she would be the instigator. I thought that he'd be dumping her.
And so soon.
Oh, yeah, I'm leaving him. Yeah. And that way she talks, that Midwestern speak she has.
That's amazing. And now it's worth tuning in, though, if they're doing stuff like that.
And as a matter of fact, I realize how pronounced that accent is yesterday when I had the chance to speak to my brother's girlfriend on the phone.
Ah, wonderful.
Which she called him and said, yeah, hey, hi there. Jimmy's looking for you.
Where are you guys at? Jimmy needs to talk to you. He has a problem with his computer there.
And I mentioned that to my brother. I said, you know, your girlfriend sounds just like the mom on Big Brother. And right. He was, of course, like, huh?
What's Big Brother?
What is it?
Is that the show with the island?
You know, everybody knows Survivor, right?
He didn't have a clue. However, my brother did tell me that this show paid off for him, mm-hmm. that he was, you know, he's a truck driver, a long-distance trucker,
right.
That he was dropping off a load in Portland, Maine on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently when you pull your truck, your rig, whatever it is up there, to drop a load of whatever it is that he's carrying, you have to wait in line.
Okay.
It's first come, first serve. And there had been about 25 trucks in line, and he estimated that it would take him maybe 3 hours to get through the line.
Mm-hmm.
As the guy in charge of this was going from truck to truck saying, what's your load, where are you headed after this, he struck up a conversation with this guy. Jimmy mentions to him the fact that, hey, yeah, well, you know, my brother lives in D.C., does a radio show. The guy, the light bulb goes off. The guy says, oh, do you mean the Don and Mike show? My brother says, yeah. And he says, are you Jimmy? And my brother says, yeah. And then the next thing you know, he got moved right to the front of the line.
Hey, there you go. Way all to right. go. Jimmy, the power of the show.
So he was very happy about that
sure.
yesterday.
That is very cool.
He was absolutely elated about it.
This show's very popular up in Portland, Maine.
Yeah, no, it kicks some ass up there. Oh, here's a telephone call. Let's take a phone call. I do have some weekend stuff to tell you about. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
This lady on Big Brother is like the Oprah show gone, like, turbo wrong.
Yeah, but don't you find it riveting?
It's basically the MTV thing all over again.
No, except it's so great because the MTV people, they're all young and vibrant. She's like, she's hit the wall. And she's on television announcing that her marriage is over.
Right, and she's just blabbing. This is her chance to tell everyone what a crappy husband she has.
She's got to be filled with a lot of hate for that man in order to do this. Or, you know, as we've discussed, she might just be completely nuts.
Yeah, or just dumb.
Or just, it's awfully dumb to do. It doesn't make any sense to me. Even if you're a dumb parent, you don't do that to your kids.
Well, it's great. It's great TV. And the other part about the show that I really have enjoyed on Big Brother is that they don't know each other's backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the stripper was talking to the beauty contestant.
Ah.
And the stripper was running down beauty contests and saying how crappy they are and how it's so one-dimensional and our society is so based on that.
So they have no idea what's going on with the other.
Meanwhile, the beauty contestant, she's sitting there going, well, I know some friends who have done it, and they seem to be pretty well rewarded that it's really worked out well for them. And then the stripper let it go that she was a stripper, although she said, well, I'm an exotic dancer.
There you go.
That's how she told the beauty queen, but the beauty queen still hasn't told the stripper that she's a beauty queen.
Now, that's weird, because that's their prerogative, right, to tell them exactly what their background is?
Right.
That's interesting.
Which one of them had sex so far? I missed part of it.
I don't think anybody's had sex.
They showed a trailer that showed people, like, you know, moving around under the covers and stuff.
I don't know that. I found that website to be pretty worthless over
the
weekend.
Might have been the roofer. Might have been the roofer, and you thought you saw two people.
That might have been a clip of the European version in which there was sex under a blanket, and that has been shown in this country. Mm-hmm. So that might be what you saw.
I think it might be on tonight as well. Like, I think they hook up tonight.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
Every time I went to that website over the weekend, I found the site, maybe it's because it was getting so much action, so many hits.
Mm-hmm.
It was very slow.
Right.
Very slow. I would click on one of the four little screens, and then I'd get that stupid thing saying the connection is timed out.
Yeah, boo.
And I'm just spending more time with the .com guy this weekend. I'm thinking about trying to get him on the show. I'm telling you, it's boring, but I'm addicted to the .com guy.
The .com guy that's life is an open book. Does he show his bathroom habits, too?
No, that's the one part that you don't get to see.
Okay.
Other than that, it's like the Truman Show. I mean, mm-hmm. you see the guy when he gets up in the morning, you see him, as you mentioned, Buzz, I saw him do an interview
right
this weekend. You see him sleeping. You can log on and just see him sitting there sawing logs.
You know, I saw, you know, speaking of the Truman Show, I saw Me, Myself, and Irene this weekend, and I saw Chicken Run this weekend. I'm movie guy now. I've seen three movies in the last 2 weeks, and I feel like super turbo movie guy.
Way to go.
Very, very. And I'll tell you, that Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Love that. The kids loved it. So, I mean,
you should mention that you took your kids to see that, right?
Yeah, I didn't go on my own, for God's sake. Yeah, I went to. But you know something? When you bring my daughter's soon to be 3 years old, and this is just, Steven Spielberg or, no, it's Ron Howard, who's doing the Grinch movie.
Right.
And the trailer comes out for the Grinch. The trailer for the Grinch that they showed in the preview for all, approved for all audiences. Mm-hmm. Well, I think all audience should be little tiny, tiny kids all the way up to adults. And this trailer, at the very end, it scared the crap out of me with the Grinch's face. They turned the Grinch, incidentally.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. That, I know that, the trailer little, you're talking
that
about.
Little, that, it's terrifying
he's
for a little
evil.
Kid. It's,
yeah.
It's, he is the Grinch from true turbo hell. Looks like a perfectly good movie. But, I mean, my two-year-old, it was like a half an hour before she'd look at the screen again.
Sure.
She goes, I'm the Grinch, and the whole face comes on, and it's just scary. I hate that one.
How about when Jim Carrey was sucking on that girl's tea, though?
Oh, my God.
Wasn't that
hysterical.
The best part of me, myself, and Irene?
The way you described it was, you know, that they went all the way with it, and they certainly did. You know, right down to nipple. You know, where you just see a little of that right there, and it was unbelievable. They take care of their pals, don't they, those Farrelly brothers?
Yeah.
Did they get every, like, buddy in Rhode Island that they mentioned at the end of the movie?
Yeah, during the credits. I was just going to mention that.
Absolutely.
See, during the credits, it's all their friends. And, you know, something Frida said to me when we saw that was, she thought that movie was loaded with their friends because she thought the acting was very bad.
The acting was horrible.
I didn't even notice. I was laughing during Me, Myself, and Irene.
But the part, we agree on the part that I didn't care for. Too much of the love story with Renee Zellweger. And Renee Zellweger, you know, you're a movie star, okay? Maybe you could just improve on that just rolled out of bed look which she had throughout the entire movie. I did not like the love story, and I also didn't like, I know Jim Carrey's a talented guy, but I can only take so much of him being the split personality. You know, if you saw Liar Liar, it's basically the same act.
I kind of like that, though. That didn't wear on me.
Well, see, it wears on me because I think they were using some of the same gags, too. Like, the scene where he's riding the motorcycle with the bugs on his face, I mean, they pulled that right out of Dumb and Dumber. And I want to see more, you know, more gags. I think a great comedy is gag after gag
but
after
the,
gag.
The brothers in that movie are great, right?
The brothers are fantastic. I mean, the brothers could have their own spin-off movie, and they'd be fantastic. You know, when they're flying the helicopter, it's
German.
The German was absolutely fantastic.
We were going to go see that movie, Scary Movie, this weekend. But as it turns out, we waited until the last second. I figured no one would go to see that movie.
Oh, my God. You're underestimating the under 20-somethings in the world.
No, I'm 42. I wanted to see it.
No, I mean, I'm telling you that we went to the movies the other night on Saturday night, and there were more kids lined up around this whole theater of, like, 10 movie theaters in there. They were lined up to see Scary Movie. Scary Movie, I don't know what the numbers are for it.
It did $42 million. That was the number one movie. I mean,
surprise.
My son, of course, has wanted to see it, and he had a buddy over, so we were going to go see it, and I wanted to see it.
Right.
But I figured, Scary Movie,
yeah.
You know, it's a 9 o'clock show. Hell, we can pull it at 5 minutes until 9.
No way.
No, I mean, the 9 o'clock show, the midnight show, and the show, they were selling tickets already for the next day.
It's incredible.
For Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't get a chance to see that. And then I decided I didn't want to see the movie on Sunday because Sunday was the one day of the week that my kid's not working. And I'm finding this to be the toughest adjustment I'm having to make now.
Okay.
Being a dad is having Bart work.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to work. He's got a job at the beach. He works 6 days a week, 10 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding that, you know, I mean, he wants his independence, and hell, I wanted it when I was his age, and I was doing a million times more stuff than he was at his age.
He's 15 now, right?
He is 15 and a half, and it's just a pisser. It's a pisser to get up in the morning and sit down with him and see him be like me. You know what I mean? Where I'll say to him, hey, what do you want to do today? He says, well, I got to go to work. And the roles have really been reversed, at least on the weekend. Because
so Saturday's kind of a drag as he's marching off to work, and you're like, there goes your playmate.
He's working all day on Saturday, and then Saturday night he had a friend, and he wanted to go down to the boardwalk with a friend. And, you know, of course, they don't want the moms and the dads around then. And then Sunday, we went to the beach yesterday, and we had a friend again. A friend. Got to have the friend over. And, you know, normally, I'm used to when we're on the beach, I'm used to him coming up every 5 minutes and saying, Dad, come in the water, come in the water, come in the water, come in the water. Well, yesterday, not once. I mean, I have to go out in the water, you know, and I'm out there waving like, hey, hi, guys, how are you? And I don't know if it was the current or what, but I noticed that they kept moving farther and farther away from me.
So the whistles blew.
Because I was trying to make my way. But, you know, what am I going to do? He's growing up.
Right? Well, that's only going to get worse for the next few years. And then, you know, then you'll probably go through that period of time where everything you've said to him is wrong, and then you have to wait till he gets, like, midway through college, and then he starts coming back in the other direction if it's the normal situation.
Well, that's the situation that Frieda's been loving, because he is, you know, throughout his entire life, he and I have been best buddies, and he argues with her all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, lots of times I'll come in the house and I will hear him screaming at her, and I will hear her screaming at him, and then when I come in the house, it stops.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, she's always been able to say, knock it off or I'm going to tell Dad. Even now, if she says, knock it off, I'm going to tell Dad, he pipes down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I'm starting to get a little of that.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get a little of the lip. I'm starting to get a little of the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to get a little of that. And when it happens, it happened once this weekend over something real small where he just gave me some lip, just like a kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's really no big deal. But he gave me some lip, and I said, no, that's unacceptable. I said, that's rude. And then you get out of here. And when you want to treat me civilly, you treat me civilly. Otherwise, just get out of here. And he left the room, and I looked over, and Frieda's got a big smile on her face.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, and I said, what? And she said, I told you. I told you it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost like, you know, I know she's not glad, but that's the way I perceive it.
Right.
That she's glad that he's finally given me some of what he's given virtually everybody else. I mean, he's a wonderful kid. But
so, in other words, you've had kind of a honeymoon period.
Yeah. He's the best kid. He can be a little prick if he wants to be.
Well, can't all kids be that way?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's the whole experience that I'm going through now.
Sure.
You know.
It's tough.
Yeah. But, you know, the good thing is...
I'm just writing notes down here, you know.
Thing is that the more independent he gets, the more time, the more one-on-one time I get with Frieda.
There you go.
And the more time that we can explore new fantastic things like rollerblading, which I did this weekend.
Well, you said you were going to do it, and you went ahead and did it.
I did it. Very slow. Now, albeit, I'm very slow. Petrified on rollerblades, absolutely petrified.
You an A-framer? Is that what you are? That's what Laura, you know, teaches rollerblading, and so she calls them A-framers, where one leg, where your knees kind of come together, and you do a little A-frame where you're going down. That's what a lot of people that start rollerblading.
Well, we did it on a flat driveway.
That's a good way to start.
On a circular driveway, and she put her rollerblades on. She goes, come on now, it's real easy. And she starts going, and she's going on one leg, and she's turning and everything. And meanwhile, I was like, you ever see Herman Munster when he runs? That's virtually what I was doing. I was proud that I was keeping my balance.
Yeah.
That I wasn't falling down.
Isn't the hardest thing to do in rollerblading stopping?
I didn't have that problem because I never got going fast enough to worry about stopping. I mean, I would just... Eventually what happened was, the only way I got any speed up was Frieda got behind me and actually pushed me. And then I could get going. Otherwise, it's still a mystery to me how you make the goddamn things go.
Damn.
How you? I mean, I understand you push off one leg, 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 but I think what I was doing was just like little steps.
Baby steps.
Yes.
I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work.
But, I did it. I was a man of my word.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 30 minutes, she had enough of it. And she said, you know what? Don't worry about it. You fulfilled your obligation.
So she pulled the plug on it. You said,
take them off.
You succeeded then if she stopped it.
Take them off. And then I did have some good news this weekend that my father-in-law, thank God, is feeling better again. It looks like he's going to be out of the hospital.
Good.
You know, he's been in and out of the hospital, and there's been ambulances coming to the house to pick him up and take him in when he's had a problem breathing stuff. And we saw him in the hospital on Saturday, and I told Frieda that I knew he was getting better. I really knew he was, because not only was he more animated and he was doing this thing. He's got this move with Big Frieda. When she talks and he wants to talk, he just puts his hand up and like he gives her almost, it almost looks like he's waving at her. But what he's saying non-verbally is,
stop.
You know, shut up.
Right.
And at one point, we were in the hospital room on Saturday. It was Frieda, Big Frieda, and me. We were visiting Les. And both my Frieda and Big Frieda were back and forth. And I see him trying to say something, and then I notice for the first time he's giving her the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Frieda, that's a good sign. Look at that.
Absolutely.
Your dad is giving your mom the hand.
The hand that says stop.
Yeah, knock it off. And then he said to me, he said that it's another sign he was getting better. He was talking about going in the ambulance to the hospital last week when we were on vacation. And he said that one of the things he thought on his way to the hospital was, I've had my last beer.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And, oh, man.
And I laughed because there would be a lot of things that I think a person would think about if you thought you were checking out.
Right.
You know, you might think about your life. You might think about your kids. And I'm not saying that he wasn't thinking about all that. But that's,
boy, you're hitting home here.
That's what he said. I've had my last beer. And he said, when I get out of here, no matter what the doctors say,
going to have himself a brewski.
I'm gonna have a beer.
Way to go, Les.
He should.
So it was a nice one. That was real good. That part of the weekend was real great. And when we were on the beach yesterday in Ocean City, when my son was out in the water with his friend and Frida was sleeping on the beach, there are some hot girls on the beach yesterday.
'Tis the season.
Yeah. And I got perhaps the best thing anybody on the beach could ever hope for. There were these three girls, like these three college co-eds. Big, I mean, gigantic boobs. And they were all laying down, and they did that number where they untied their tops.
Yay.
And they're laying down on their stomach. And I had positioned my chair so as to be aligned with the sun, which meant I wasn't facing the water. I was kind of facing the boardwalk.
Were you wearing your special mirrored sunglasses?
Yeah, I had my nice Revos on, the kind where you can't see my eyes.
Right.
And I was reading a book. But really, I was just staring at these girls. I mean, there's nothing better than just staring at them like they are just pieces of meat in a grocery store.
Sure, why not? That's what the beach is all about.
As the first girl woke up, she went, and she leaned up a little, and I could just see just the underneath part of her boob. And she leaned back, and she tied herself up. Then the next girl wakes up and says, the girl in the middle, she says, hey, would you tie me up, please?
Oh.
And the other friend leans over and ties her up. And now I've got these two college co-eds. And they're both still, the legs are still on the beach, but they're up like this, up on their hands, just like saying, look at my breasts.
There you go.
And I was just staring at these, and all of a sudden the third girl wakes up, and she gets up, and her top is not tied.
And you got a full view?
And it was maybe 15 seconds.
Bingo.
I mean, as soon as she got up, they all started to laugh, but then she was fumbling.
Right.
And I mean, I think I was the only guy on the beach.
How long was the total show?
Like, maybe the breast was exposed for maybe one, two, three. Maybe that long.
But how long were you enjoying just staring at the...
Maybe an hour.
There you go.
Maybe the whole time that Frida was sleeping.
That is a bonus on the beach. Now, when you're viewing that and you're pretending to read, what is the technique? What is the actual technique of looking at
the book?
You keep it down like at your waist level, the book like you're reading?
I'm sitting in the beach chair. And the book is down here, and I'm doing that thing because I got the glasses. So
I wish this was TV so people could see your
eyes. You can't see my eyes.
What you're doing is you're just using all eye movement. It's not, you don't move your head, and you have your chin kind of pointed down towards the book, and then you are looking straight up.
Just looking straight up and just pretty much staring at these girls.
Not reading a page.
No. I had that dumb Ben Stiller book yesterday. I must have read maybe five pages of it.
There you go. That's great.
In an hour on the beach. And then the other thing I loved doing was when they were all awake, was I would pretend I was asleep and just eavesdrop on their conversations.
Right.
Which is also just fantastic.
So they were sitting relatively close to you.
They were packed in on the beach yesterday. I mean, the weather was beautiful. It was impossible to find a spot yesterday. So, yeah, everybody was very close.
Fantastic.
Very close. And then I had to stop myself from disciplining a child. There was this kid, this little friggin' brat. This kid's name is Kyle. I know that because his mom occasionally would say something to him. We were sitting on the beach, and I said to Frida, I can't wait for that little bastard to come over with his shovel and throw some sand on me.
Yeah.
Because I will grab him by the back of his neck and take him back to his big, fat, beached whale mom.
How old would you estimate he
was? He was maybe five.
Really?
Wow. Maybe about five, and he was one of these kids where his mom obviously thinks when she comes to the beach, that's daycare.
Mm-hmm.
That the mom could just plop down on the towel and let the kid run wild. And the kid was running wild. At one point, the kid, I don't know what it was, the mom spilled a bottle of water or something.
Right.
And the kid screams at the top of his lungs, it's my water! I want water! You screwed with my water! And she's just taking it. And then there were these four other hot girls that were sitting right by this kid, and they didn't know this kid from Adam, and they were being extremely nice to this kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing stuff like coming over, he had a shovel. And I don't mean like a little make a sandcastle shovel. He had a real shovel.
Really?
That had a, well, it had a plastic end on it, but it was like the size of a regular shovel.
So it wasn't like a snow shovel, was it?
No, but it was like a garden-sized shovel.
Okay, so it's bigger than the average piece of plastic.
Yeah, it's like this right. big. You got a big, long stick on the end of it. You screw the stick into the shovel part.
Mm-hmm.
He actually went over, and he would start picking up a shovel of sand and going like this. Just throw it on these girls.
Nice kid.
And these girls would go, oh, now, Kyle, don't do that, Kyle. Are you our boyfriend, Kyle? Are you our boyfriend? No, I'm not your boyfriend. And these other people had been making a sandcastle with their kids, and this little brat was jumping over the sandcastle, and the mother said, Kyle, you know, in her real half-assed way of parenting.
I've seen that kind of parenting.
Kyle, don't do that, please. Why? They're not saying anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, that puts the third party, the people whose kids are just innocently making this the sandcastle, it puts them in the role of being the bad guy.
Exactly. And you see that type of parenting in public places all the time. You see it on airplanes, it was like that. I know what you're talking about, the half-assed, don't do that, please. Don't do that.
Yeah, meanwhile, you know, the mom, and no wonder there's no daddy there, with the mom, the big bloated pig that she is, just laying on the beach, not caring at all what her kid is doing. It was driving me crazy. And then that became my focus after I looked at the hot girls. I said to Frida, because we were both talking about this kid, I said, oh, if that little brat comes over here, oh, boy, I'm going to take him right down to his mom. She's like, don't you dare. I said, watch, I'm going to get him to come up here. She said, don't you get him to come up. I said, I'm not going to say, it's not going to be anything verbal. I'm just going to give him a look that says, why don't you come throw some sand on me?
It's good to know that you can find conflict in all age groups. That is good. Were you able to lure him into the conflict?
I was not able to. Darn it, I'm sorry I was not.
What was your game plan to get him to come over to you? Were you going to
try? I was just looking at him. I took my sunglasses off. I actually made eye contact with him. And I was kicking the sand with my feet, like as if to say, you know, hey, little boy, look at this. Look at all the sand I got in front of me. Come on over here, this
trying
shovel.
To pretend like you might be playful and then and then totally just snowball him, right?
And it wasn't so much that I wanted to yell at the kid, because I really didn't. What I really wanted to do was yell at the mom.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
To yell at the mom to say, yell at your kid.
Right.
But, you know, never got the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So we leave the beach yesterday, and we went out to eat last night. Oh, before we went out to eat last night, we're sitting on the on our back porch, back on the deck, just Frida and myself, just sitting back there before we went out to dinner. And all of a sudden we hear, and we live way out in the middle of nowhere by Ocean Pines, where there's not a lot of houses. We hear, how you doing? And I look around and go, what the hell is this? It's a census taker. 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, some 80-year-old dude with a big button that says census on it, wearing a hat that says I'm a census taker. He comes by, and he wants to start talking to us about the census.
I thought that the census was they mail stuff to you. You fill it out.
No, a lot of door-to-door.
Oh, God, that's so annoying.
It was annoying, man. I mean, and this guy, you know old people.
Yeah.
He wanted to talk.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Did he end up having to have you walk him through the form?
No, you know what I did? I pawned him off on my mother-in-law.
Good plan. Carrie pawned one off on me a couple Saturdays ago. And seriously, the guy, this is what he does. He's a census guy. I had to walk him through the form. I mean, they're just old people that I think want company. And he didn't even know how to do the census. We'd already filled it out once. But I said, we ain't done it yet. And I said, well, you're going to want me to fill out this. This. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
No, this guy was just a pain in the ass. And after we wasted maybe 5 minutes talking to him,
right.
I said, you know who you really need to talk to is the woman next door.
She'll love it.
I said, the woman next door, her name is Big Frida.
Go for it, next door.
You want it? I actually got up out of my chair and I said, let me show you where she lives. And that's when we went out to dinner last night, that was how we left. We were all laughing, thinking, oh, those two are made for each other, Grandma and the census taker.
Why, just the other day she was saying, where's our census taker?
We had a bet when we got back from dinner if the census taker would still be there or not.
Did you bet that he would be?
Yeah, I did. Sad he wasn't.
He didn't know she finished with him?
As it turns out, we were gone like 4 hours. And the last thing I tell you about the weekend, we went to this place, this Mexican joint, to have dinner last night. Frida, myself, Bart, and this friend that had been spending the night. And at one point, Bart said to me, hey, Dad, can I go over there and play that video game? And it was a video game that was one of those mounted on the bar, like a little small TV set. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it, and I saw that it had like a poker game, and it had like a Wheel of Fortune game.
Yeah, they have those in bars and stuff like that.
So I said, sure, go ahead. And then I'm talking to Frida, and we're having a drink, and we're having a good time. And I noticed that Bart and his friend, they're real, real quiet. They're standing in front of this video game, but they're real quiet. They're way too quiet. So I say, because we were sitting at a table by the bar, I said...
Suspicious quiet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, what are you guys doing? And Jerry said, nothing. I said, no. Come on, what are you doing? And then they step away, and I see that the video game they're playing is where you answer questions, and if you answer the question correctly, the girl in the picture takes her clothes off.
Ah.
Oh, God.
In a nice family establishment.
Yeah. There you go. So there was this girl with her ass hanging out.
Wow.
And I watched as they played this game.
And the correct answers get her to take her clothes off.
And when you answer...
I haven't seen that one. I'd like to play that one.
When you answer incorrectly... It goes backwards, and it goes to the previous picture where she has more clothes on.
That is very cool.
Oh.
And if you have a perfect game, I would imagine you've got a naked girl there.
We didn't let him find out.
Did Daddy want to stay and play the game afterwards?
No, I didn't because Mommy didn't want me
to. Mommy was there. That's
Mommy didn't want me to. She said, that's not right. And I said, that's right. That's not right.
Beware.
That's right. We'll come back to this place some other time. So that was... That was my weekend.
Good weekend. Yeah. Sounds like you had a very good weekend.
No, I had a most excellent weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, except for this thing with, you know, my son growing up, which I'm just having a hard time dealing with.
He's going to leave the nest eventually, too.
I know he will. Got to
be prepared for that.
I know he will. She told me that. And you, did you do anything this weekend?
I did. I went to a surprise birthday party for a friend of mine. And, you know, it was one of those deals where there were two different groups. There was, like, the family group, and then there was the people from the place where we all play golf. It was that. There were two different contingents. And, you know, sometimes when you go to one of those social functions and the two groups really don't totally mesh, they kind of stay to themselves.
Sure.
And you know, and so I noticed that at the very end of this party, there was a girl throwing fast pitch softball, and the guy that the party was for got up with a little kid's bat and was trying to hit it. So I picked up the bat and I went over to try it too. And the only contact I'd had with this other contingent is when they said, "What's the sign for hit him in the head?" And I said, at that moment, you know, I looked over at this guy. I'm like, "Hey, I didn't get a chance to meet you, did I? Yeah, very very nice to meet. What's the sign for hit him in the head?" Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. And that was the first time I said, well, I guess that's how they feel about me. So, you know, I fouled off a couple and then went back to my seat. But, I mean, I was just kind of irritating. It's weird when you go to a situation like that and you kind of know that there are people maybe, you know, looking at you or something like that, but you don't have any contact until the party gets well into it.
You don't give you credit. You are the icebreaker in those situations. If that was me, I would have stayed with my clique, stayed with my tribe, and had no contact at all with the people who I didn't know.
Well, there's only one reason that I even got up there.
Well, I know, but I mean, even when
Mr. Hops and Barley were motivating me. And then afterwards, I mean, I immediately got very irritated because I hadn't spoken to any of these people. And then later on, you mentioned the icebreaker, later on, I didn't let that lie because I didn't want to seem like, you know, just an angry guy. So I actually went over and forced myself into the conversation and ended up talking with these people, and a couple of these people were very, very nice. But I hate it when, and I know you're the same way, when you go to a function or anywhere where people aren't going to say anything, and then the only thing they say is when I was like, it amounted to like a heckle, and it was like the first thing was
like saying F you.
All this negative energy, and I'm like, hey, we haven't met.
Welcome.
So nice to see all of you. And then, you know, other than getting my wart remover today, I was fine. I had to get, I got three warts on my hands, and yeah, I mean, I don't feel good about it. These are horrible little warts that I have. I have one on this finger, one on this hand right here, and one on this finger. And I go into the grocery store today, the pharmacy part, and I feel like getting this product would be the same as getting something for any other embarrassing body thing.
Look, you're way too uptight about this wart thing. You got a phobia about it.
I just didn't want to do it, and I walked in. I want to go in. I want to buy my wart stuff, and I want to just get out of the store as quickly as I can. So I walk into the wart store, and right in this section, of course, you know, it's this time of day. It's right before I'm coming in to do the show. It's the time of day where nobody's in the grocery store, and nobody is in this grocery store, but there is this who happens to be standing right in front of the wart place, and she's talking to the lady from the store with 25,000 questions. And, I want to go into the store, buy the wart stuff, race to the counter, and get out of there. So I go behind this lady, and I wait, and I'm pretending like I'm looking at the clear eyes and the Visine, going, la, 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 please get away from the wart stuff so I can buy my wart remover. Lady finally leaves, and I looked at her hand, and she had bought the wart stuff. She was going, I didn't see any warts. I was trying to check it.
Maybe she had vaginal warts.
Probably vaginal warts. So I buy this stuff, and I walk.
You don't have genital warts, do you?
Not the last time I checked. I think I'm free of genital warts. So I buy the wart stuff, and I want to go to the counter that is the most free of humanity, and I see this one lady who's got two house plants, and she's getting the house plants. So I run in back of her, and I'm just standing there, and of course the 90-year-old checkout person is having problems getting the price on the plants, and the lady that has the plants is like a turbo hottie. So in my own little way, I'm just hiding my wart remover band-aids that I have, these little things you put on your wart, and I'm sitting there, this won't be any problem. Well, then In the blink of an eye, four people are in back of me, and there's including a guy where, hey, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday, that's when you buy your 12-pack of Budweiser, you know. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon, sir. And so he puts his 12-pack on the conveyor, and it's coming up next to me. It's slowly going through it. And I keep, like, lifting it up and moving it back. And
because you don't want to put your wart stuff on the counter.
I want to keep my wart stuff in my hand until the lady asks. And then the old battle axe behind the counter says, sir, that'll stop automatically. Just put your stuff down on the counter. And so I immediately, I don't want to make a big deal about it, so I put it down, and the eye stuff, the clear eye stuff that I bought, just like when you're stacking something on top of condoms or something like that, you know, it falls off, and the wart stuff is revealed, and the hottie lady with the plants looks down and sees that I'm getting wart remover, and I was paranoid about it. I was super duper paranoid.
There's nothing to be paranoid, but you want to be paranoid, you know.
Hey, Robbie, take a look at this rash.
He did this to me in the office.
Oh, no. Take a look at that. And not only is that on my leg, that's all over my stomach.
What's it from?
I don't know. I got to go see a doctor tomorrow.
Is it like eczema?
I don't know what it is. Mike said it might be skin cancer, melanoma.
I think it's melanoma. No, I don't. I think it looks like dry skin. It looks like seborrhea or psoriasis is what it looks like.
All I know is I got a big splotch of it on my leg, and I got it all over my stomach.
You know, you might want to put some of this wart remover on there. That might clean it up, too. You know that. And, you know, the wart remover is where all the good stuff, all the yeast products and the Lotrimins and the Fungies, all those things are in the same area.
And
you know,
that Lotrimin is good. Any kind of Lotrimin.
That really looks like classic psoriasis. You made me feel a lot better, and I cracked up because here we are with all our little, you know, problems and stuff. And then Charlie Broyhill came walking in and showed us that little bump that he's got, that floating bump of tissue that he's got on his knee.
He had like a bunch of fluid on his knee and stuff.
Yeah. You got anything gross, Rob? Anything at all?
I got an itch on my neck, nothing.
And I'm not even going to bother asking you, Buzz, because I know you don't have anything, right?
A constant tragedy in my case.
As a matter of fact, the rash on my stomach is so big that I told Mike this, that yesterday Bart said that's how he spotted where we were on the beach.
Oh, no.
That he looked for my rash.
Oh. You going to go see somebody about that?
Yeah, if I can find the time tomorrow.
Is it red and flaky, or is it itchy? Or?
No, it is... It is white and flaky.
Hmm.
Like a big white patch.
It's like very dry skin is what it looks like. And it's a little raised.
Yes, it is.
You know? And you know, when you're reading about warts, they say a cauliflower-like bump.
Yes.
I don't consider any of my warts to be cauliflower-like. And you're telling me this stuff's not going to work, that I'm putting on these little Band-Aids?
I told Mike, I had a wart one time. I went to a doctor, and he just froze it off, and that son of a bitch never came back. I think anything you buy over the counter... It's highly overrated. You got to go see a real doctor.
They said apply, like, you can do it every 48 hours, and then they say for 12 weeks until the wart is gone. If this is going to take me 12 weeks, I don't even want to bother.
Yeah, there's no way. You won't last with that through the week. You should just go see a guy and have it burned off.
Oh, God, I hate going to guys.
Like, you go see a guy to have that burned off, and I'll go see a guy about my rash.
Why can't they give us home... You know, if you're talking about freezing a wart off, why can't they just come up with something where you can freeze your own wart off? I mean, for God's sakes, why the hell do you have to go
dangerous.
To a physician?
It'd be dangerous.
I mean, why would it be dangerous? I mean, all you have to do is just put the little frozy thing and...
I just found another spot also.
Oh, dear.
I don't want to see that.
Look at that one.
Not weepy, though.
Is there any...
Oh, that's...
Right?
Oh,
right there, like on my inside thigh.
Are there any, has the rash gotten to any sensitive areas?
Oh, no, my genitals are clean.
How about your inner thigh?
Inner thigh might be the beginnings of it there.
Yeah. Does it itch?
Not at all.
And it's just dry, it's not oozing.
Is there any odor?
No,
No.
Well, to be honest.
No, come on.
There's no odor from this rash.
I was just smelling my wart to see if there's any odor.
No. Ah, the good smell of wart.
And I need this hand 100%, if you know what I mean.
I think we know how you got that wart on that hand, incidentally.
You don't want that to spread anywhere.
No, because if that was the case, I'd have them here, too. I don't have any of those.
Well, right on the end.
Right on the tip?
Right on the tip, yeah.
Clear these lines out. Give you your first chance to win $500 this week. Welcome to the We Are a Mess show.
I call it my fraternity tattoo.
Congratulations, Buzz. It appears that at this moment you're the healthiest among us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still leaking.
With that, Rob. Congratulations.
I win.
You're the healthiest guy.
That's true.
You made me spit my Coke out there.
He's still leaking. Still clear leaking. These lines out, please. Who's here? Elisa's here. Toya's not here today. We will have to be strong and do the show without Toya today.
All right.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now for a shot at the money with a secret sound.
This is the Don and Mike Show. It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Timmy O'Bibrene to tell you more.
Wednesday, July 26th, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show comes to Element right in my hometown, Washington, D.C. Element is right by the MCI Center at 714 6th Street Northwest. There's plenty of parking. So take the red line to Gallery Place. Doors open at 5, show starts at 8, and you got to be 21 to get in. For more info, 301-840-8793 or check out clubelement.com.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
For the girls, the less clothes, the better.
Don't.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
No empty-headed ball busters allowed. The Don and Mike show.
Great to hear from the Nigerian nightmare, Timmy O'Bibrene.
Oh, yeah.
Time now for call number 100. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oops.
Hello.
I'm caller 100.
Right. What is your name, my friend?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Spokane.
Brian, Spokane, Washington. You've won 25 Durex condoms.
Oh, boy.
Right.
So you don't have to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made.
We're giving away condoms. Boy, broadcasting has come a long way.
Well, I cannot think of a better way to stop the plague of babies having babies.
Yes. Amen, Doc.
Than for us to give away condoms. Enjoy your condoms. Are you ready to go for the big bucks now?
Let's do it.
Okay, $500 online. Secret sound. Number 5, a common everyday sound. You guess it, you win $500. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. I know some of you out there are screaming at the radio saying that sounds just like sound number 4.
Yep.
It sounded just like number 3. It sounded just like number 2. Just like number 1. No, it is a brand new sound.
And the odds are in my favor.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
Oh, yes! God, yes!
For $500, what is the sound?
Boy, I'm totally stumped on this one. I'll have to say, it sounds like someone closing a refrigerator door.
No, absolutely not. Thank you, though.
Thanks.
Don't forget that every guest is
vote
a
for you.
For you.
I always wish we'd get a little more help early in the game, you know? People call in, closing a what sound does a refrigerator door make when it closes? I mean, just nothing, right?
Or like
or a little
like a clung.
Right. Yeah, you didn't. Did you give a hint last week about the new secret sound?
The new one? Absolutely not.
You didn't give any hint.
No, it's
you gave a hint for the last one, and then somebody got it right away.
I said it was something to do with the automobile, and somebody immediately knew that it was the lighter from the car.
There you go.
Okay, here's a current events quiz for you. Okay. Does anybody in this room know who Harry Brown is?
No, not offhand.
Harry Brown?
Harry Brown. Mike, he is the Libertarian candidate for presidency, and we have booked him as a guest on this show.
You mean we're going to interview a presidential candidate?
Yes, we are. I think that maybe 4 years ago...
Harry Brown.
Whatever nutcase they had running 4 years ago we had on the show, and maybe even 4 years before that.
There used to be a good restaurant down in Annapolis called Harry Browns.
Harry Brown. So, Harry Brown on the show. I'm not sure. Maybe today? What does this say? Oh, no. Said for Wednesday. This Wednesday, Harry Brown will
What's his slogan? Win with Brown?
Hello.
Go with Brown.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. This is Dr. Rotter.
Who is this?
This is Dr. Fran Rotter. I'm the dermatologist that cured Buzz a couple months ago.
Oh, I remember now.
Oh,
yes,
hi. Hi,
Dr. Rotter.
Hi, Fran.
And who was it that was talking about a wart?
Who was it? It was me. It was I.
That's Mike, Fran.
Oh, Mike.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Fran.
You got to freeze them.
You got to freeze them?
Yeah, that stuff over the counter rarely works.
Okay, you were real sweet. Will you freeze them for me?
I will, but I'm going to hurt you.
You're going to hurt me? What do you mean you're going to hurt me?
It's going to hurt.
Why is it going to hurt?
No pain, no gain. It's going to hurt.
I don't like a doctor that says no pain, no gain.
What?
That scares me. You have one frozen off, right?
When I have my wart frozen off, I don't think it hurt. Oh, no, I take it back. It might have hurt a little
bit.
Can you do it here?
No.
Well, Mike, you can bring a tape recorder with you. And tape her freezing your wart.
All right.
No, you don't want that. It's ugly.
Why are you? You're scaring me.
You've got to make it hurt. If it doesn't hurt, you're not getting enough destruction of the skin, and then it won't work.
Well, I got one, like, inside of my hand, like, right up where my ring is.
Yeah.
Will I be able to play golf after you do this?
That's the most common question everyone always asks me. Yes, you can. It takes, like, a day or two. You'll get a nice big blister. And then sometimes you have to redo it in a month. But it'll work. And the tape won't work.
Really?
No. Sometimes it works if you have a new one that's real small. But
what was the rash that this doctor took care of you for you, Buzz?
Remember Buzz? No. Yeah, Buzz had his eyes. Remember he used some cream of his wife's? And he had something with his eyes. And I gave him a prescription and he was cured.
You're very close by the radio station.
Pregnant.
Aren't you very close by the radio station?
Yeah, I am. I'm right down the street.
All right, okay.
But the stuff I use to freeze it, it's not transportable.
Didn't we end up calling her Dr. Cunny, though?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think that was after. That word was after. It was after the fact.
She treated me
she
well.
She was actually very nice, I think. She was very nice to Buzz.
All right,
yeah, do you remember I was 9 months pregnant? How many 9 months pregnant female dermatologists have you seen?
She's very aggressive.
She is.
She's very aggressive. But I need a dermatologist, so I mean, that's
sure.
Come
all right.
on in.
All right, so can
I'm
we
make... I'm going to hurt you, though.
Well, let's make an appointment. When do you want to do it?
Come in tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Right.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, honey. You got to make it sometime after brunch.
Yeah, after brunch time.
Come in whenever you want. Come in tomorrow.
Okay, I'll come in tomorrow right before the show.
Okay, I'm right. I'm only there till about 3:30.
I got three of these things. How long do you think? How much time do we have to allot for that?
Oh, it doesn't take me any time at all. Okay. 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't I come in like at 1 o'clock?
Come in at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, can we put you on hold and you give the information to whoever?
Hold on, doctor. Hold on.
Absolutely.
Will you check in for anal warts?
Yes, I will do that as well.
That's not necessary.
Because
no one's touching.
Are very associated.
And that's no one's touching my anal warts.
Hold on.
And I'll check your nose, because if you pick your nose, you get them there, too.
Oh. Imagine that if you have warts inside your nose.
Lucky for me, because I've never picked my nose. Good for you, Mike. Never in my life. Never, ever.
Certainly never on this show.
All right, hold on there, Doc.
My pleasure.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
Hold on.
Appreciate it.
You're a brave man, Mike.
Well, I mean, you know, she's, I'll check the diplomas and stuff.
She's fine.
But she did a good job with your eye,
excellent.
Right?
Superb.
Did you ever go to her office?
No.
No, she came here.
She just came here to treat Buzz, right? And I remember it now. It was when Buzz put... Marcia had, like, some fountain of youth.
Yeah.
Some kind of potion you put in your eye.
You put alpha hydroxy.
Yeah.
Right. That's when Buzz was doing his, like, womanly facial.
Right. That's right.
And weren't you using all sorts of, like, women's cosmetics?
I look good, no?
Creams and stuff. Hey, did anybody see Rob Grippy walk by the window?
No.
I saw him outside. I don't know what the hell he wants.
What he did? He smells Dennis's blood in the water is what he does.
Oh, there's no way that Rob Grippy, man who lives in his car, is going to be the next Dennis Murphy.
That's exactly what it is.
You think so?
Yeah, sure.
I wouldn't mind talking to him for a second just to see if he's still living in his car.
Yeah, be interesting. You know, he moved back from Las Vegas where he actually had an apartment, and then as soon as he moved back here, the last time...
And a gay lover, right?
Yeah, it was a guy named Raul.
You got a good memory for that crap. You really do. I swear to God. Raul, I never would have remembered that.
And I do believe that Rob Grippy, since he has moved back to the Washington area, he has returned to his previous lifestyle of auto home
repair.
Well, I'll wait to see if he comes by the window again, because that's normally what he does, is he hangs outside the studios, listens on a Walkman, and he normally comes by, like, with a sign that says, hi, let me in today. And I just saw him, when you were talking to Dr. Cunney, I just saw him up and down the street, up and down
the
street.
Please, until the procedure's done, do not refer to her as Dr. Cunney. She might try to hurt me up for running. I don't like the no pain, no gain. If there, I mean, I don't want to be
it's
got
to be that way, though.
Why? It's just like a bite. It's very brief. You'll be fine.
There he is.
Come on in, Rob.
Mr. Grippy? Do you see him, Mike? Can you see him now from the new setup here? Can you see him right out there, right to your right? Do you see him?
No, I think. He moved.
No.
All right.
He left. Mm. He's out of focus again.
Is he coming into the building?
Well, no, he was walking the other way.
Grippy right. On the Zoo.
All right, well, this is not an open invitation, Grippy.
I can see all the way up the street now, though, with the new setup in here. I can actually slide over.
You either come in or you don't. I don't care. Just do it now. Otherwise, I will pull a Clemens on you. I will throw directly at your head.
He threw at Piazzi. If
there's no doubt that he threw at Mike Piazzi.
Because he's a dink.
You just hate him because he left the Red Sox.
You're damn right I do.
All right, Rob Spiewak, go get Rob Grippy. I see him wandering around outside. Bring him in here for a second. I watched the Mets-Yankees game, and I saw it happen live.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him pitch right in this guy's head.
Right.
And Mike Piazzi went, I mean, boom!
Really, really, I mean, could have been really devastating.
I mean, could have killed him.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, that would be, maybe if that happened, the greatest sporting moment of my life. If a guy got hit, when I was watching,
right.
If a guy got hit with a baseball in the head and died,
that'd be pretty amazing.
That would be one of those things. I'm sure you'd have people talking about it for years. Like, I was at that game.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I had all of those thoughts going through my head. And then when is it Mike Piazzi?
Piazza.
What, Piazza. Then when he got up, I could tell that if it was like a cartoon, he would have had like the little stars and birds over his head because he was definitely loopy.
Right.
And then they showed the replay on ESPN or whatever channel was running. Maybe it was Fox. They must have shown the replay, I s you not, maybe 25 times
sure.
In a row.
Very scary.
And then when I turned on ESPN Sports Center this morning, they were doing interviews with Piazza and with Clemens.
Mm-hmm.
And in between when Piazza says, oh, he was throwing at my head, they would splice in him getting hit in the head with the ball. Then
right.
They had Clemens saying, I wasn't throwing at his head. They spliced it in again.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been maybe 5 or 6 times in the space of 25 seconds.
Has there ever been a Major League Baseball player who has ever admitted to throwing at a batter? I don't think it's ever happened. I really don't.
What I find hard to believe, hello, Rob Grippy. What I find hard to believe is that if Roger Clemens is such a great pitcher, you can't tell me that pitch got out of control.
No.
That, I mean, Roger Clemens, if he wanted to.
You can also tell the kind of pitch that gets out of the guy's hand. That did not look like it at all. That, because it had so much heat on it, you know, he knew where he was
going. And the dumb announcers are saying, he's just trying to brush back, so that's part of the game. You have to establish
your zone.
Establish the plate. If he's crowding the plate, well, come on, you can brush him back.
Mm-hmm.
He hit him in the middle of the goddamn head.
Right in the forehead.
Wow. Could have been a really great sports moment if he would have died. Hello, Rob.
Rob, hold on,
we're going to get your microphone.
Rob Grippy.
Hello.
There he is, man who lives in his car. I saw you lurking outside our studios. What do you want today?
I wanted to ask you for a favor. I want to know if you might play one of my songs on the air.
Do you have a new song that's out now?
No, I have a whole album.
But do you have a particular single that you're promoting here?
Well, I mean, I just want to know what everybody kind of thinks of it, because all my friends like it, but it's like...
I'm sure we will think it sucks.
Well,
sure we will think it sucks.
You're willing to, you know, put yourself up for this ridicule in order to get the song played on the air?
Well, I just want to see what everybody thinks of it, who's not, you know, people who are just going to tell me something I want to hear.
Are you still live in your car?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Doesn't he look cleaner than he normally does?
Put together. You look much less sloppy, and it's a 93-degree day here in Washington, D.C.
Where'd you bathe today? McDonald's, Stuckey's, Mobile?
Oh, I have a gym membership.
Oh, so you shower at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
That's the key, isn't it?
Oh, yes,
that's
it
the key to perfect hygiene.
Are you still living in that same beat-up car, or do you have a new car now?
Oh, that was like 2 cars ago.
What type of car are you living in now?
It's an 89 Chevy Corsica.
You are the man. You are the man, and you still love the lifestyle.
It's, I managed to, you know, I don't have to work too hard, you know.
No, how do you do it at night when it's really super hot? Do you just turn the engine on, and can't you die that way if you do that?
Super hot, I have a problem with. I have a problem sleeping when it's super hot. Super cold, I don't, for some reason, but super hot, yeah.
Now, like last night, for instance, when it was very humid, or today it was going to be 100-plus degrees on the East Coast.
Yeah.
When it gets hot tonight, what will you do tonight? Do you sleep with the windows open?
Usually I hang out with friends all night, but I have a couple
not
of...
sleeping at all? You don't sleep at all?
Well, no, I have a couple of battery-powered fans, and I set those in motion, and if it gets really cold, I turn on the car and crank the AC.
And where did you sleep last night? What parking lot did you sleep in?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't want people coming by and visiting me, but
you have a regular lot?
A couple that I switch off and on.
He's always real hinky about letting people know where he sleeps. Do you go, like, to an underground place if it's real hot? Or, like, where there's something...
maybe a parking garage, maybe some shade, something like that, yeah.
Do you sleep generally in business areas or residential areas?
Business areas, absolutely.
Business areas.
And you, what are you doing for a living right now? Are you making money?
I'm still delivering pizzas.
Delivering pizzas. So you actually, I mean, even delivering pizzas, you would be able to put together enough cash where you could rent a room or a small apartment, right?
Oh, yeah, I have.
But you choose to live in your
car. He likes to live in his car.
Yeah, I have a couple $1,000s on me right now.
Why do you like to live in your car so much? Why? I mean, because really, it's got to be uncomfortable.
I just, I'm so used to it now that it really doesn't bother me, and I just don't like paying rent and dealing with people.
You really have $2,000 on you right now?
Yeah, right about.
Let me see.
Are you going to show us this cash?
It's amazing.
$2,000, you'd put a down payment on a townhouse.
Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, you could go to that flop house up the street and stay there for a couple of weeks.
The Breezeway?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know,
what do you have there? What is that? What did you just pull out of your
thing? It's a bunch of coasters from Denny's.
Why do you have coasters? Why do you have, because you're a nut, I know that, but I mean, that's the, you collect coasters?
No, it's like, it's this little kind of like, game me and my friends play at Denny's, like, when we're, you know, it's real boring, we got nothing to do, and,
he must have,
do you have something written on the coasters?
Yes.
What is written on the coasters? Come on.
One is... Inappropriate Insertion Man,
okay.
Infected Man. Their names are superheroes.
Pass them over. Let me see them,
my
please.
God.
Pass them over. Looking at Rob Grippy's collection of...
Inappropriate Insertion Man.
Yeah, the game
I
is...
I forgot about your dark side, which we now have just exposed.
Yeah. See, the game is you pick a situation in which you would need the assistance of a superhero, and then you get applied a superhero to you. Okay, you're this, and then you explain how you would solve the situation using inappropriate powers.
This guy has got, I'd say here, maybe 35 Denny's coasters that he carries in his pocket.
Right.
65.
And 65, and he's written on them, for instance... What is the character of Lick Boy?
Oh, dear.
That would be your superhero if you were assigned, and you solve whatever problem you got assigned. Let's say, car breaks down on the side of the road, help, help. Help the situation. You are assigned Lick Boy, and you must use your Lick Boy superpowers to help the situation.
How would Lick Boy help someone who's broken down on the side of the road?
You know, I really don't know.
Yeah, those are the questions.
What about this one? What about Mr. Domestic Violence?
I don't know how he'd solve. See, the whole point of the game is that you would use, you know, your creativity and all that to figure out what to do.
You are certifiable.
What about refuses to acknowledge silent letters, man?
Oh, that would be a superhero who refuses to acknowledge silent letters. I don't know how he'd help either.
Smells people who don't want to be smelled, man. Soft as a baby's ass, man.
Oh, God.
The spleen fairy. Who is the spleen fairy? Jesus Christ, you're out of your mind.
Make a wish.
That's the spleen fairy.
How about this one? How about suck boy?
Oh, there's another. I don't like boy used in either lick or suck.
Surly boy. Oh, Mike, here's one you love.
Yeah.
You can be on top boy.
Yeah, very strange. Very, very strange.
Here's the one you should just plaster to your forehead. It's a sweaty man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Card boy. The Dykenator. Thrown clear man. No, this one is really yours. This is yours, Rob.
Right.
Rob Grippy. Too lazy to wipe, man.
God.
Christ. Useless boy. Vacant store girl. Vacant stare girl. Vague boy. Now, it looks like a lot of these are written in other handwriting.
Oh, yeah.
You trade them with your friends?
A collection of you and your loser friends?
Yeah, me and my loser friends sit around and do stuff like this, and in lieu of, like, having actual, like, lives and stuff. Yeah.
Do you sack out at other people's houses a lot? No, no.
You never do.
No.
You always end up, if you're going to Z out, you always end up in your car.
Oh, yeah. I don't like to impose.
All right, let me see your wad of cash. Let me see your sweaty wad of money.
I was watching him count it as we were talking about him. He said,
well, got like 900 there, got another 100 there.
Look at all those $100 bills.
And that's his bank.
I got a couple of uncashed checks, too. Does that count?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So you just carry your life savings with you at all times?
I do have a bank account now. I only put like $1,000 in it, but...
Why do you need to carry $900 in cash with you?
I get it, and it's there, and I go, yeah, okay, so I just carry it with me.
You're not concerned that maybe some night when you're sleeping in your car, you might get rolled?
Well, now that everybody knows I have it, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe now.
You'll be putting it in the bank now.
There's a $230 check, and I think I have one more in
there. Those the pizza checks?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Actually, I think I left a check in my car.
How old are you now, Rob? Just to check for all the people that might not have met you yet.
Real, actual age.
Yes.
Yes.
That made him laugh.
I was born in 1969, so I'm 31.
All right, 31.
When you applied for a bank account and they asked for an address, did you put the license plate of your car?
No.
What did you put for an address?
My friends, Leslie and Cook, I put their address. And I get some mail there sometimes.
Leslie and Cook, are they a married couple?
Yes, they are.
Oh, very good. Oh, okay.
Do they think it's weird that you live in your car?
I've known them for so many years, they're used to it. You know, it's like...
And this they know this is by choice, right? This is not...
Yeah.
You're not in a situation where you have to. You're in a situation where you choose to.
Well, yeah, I have some bad credit, too. Some bad renting credit, so...
You just, like, don't pay rent, right?
Yeah, I just, you have $2,000 on you right now. You could go to an apartment right now, lay down the first month's rent of security deposit, and pay another month.
Well, I'm saving up some money because I want to buy a computer, and I want to buy maybe a new van.
Well, if you buy a computer, how are you going to use it? You can't use it in your car.
Yeah, you can.
We can use a laptop?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
How would you charge the battery?
At the gym.
At the gym, Rob.
No, I have this device that you plug into your cigarette lighter, and it converts it to AC power. And you can plug whatever you want into there.
But wouldn't you worry that you'd run down your battery? Would you have to run the car then? Then, in essence, would you have a gasoline-powered computer?
Oh, I use it all the time, so I know exactly how long
seems
I can use
to me
it
that
before the battery
goes
out.
Seems to me that would not be the most economical way to use a computer to run it off your car battery.
Especially with the prices of gasoline nowadays. And do you suffer from chronic back pain?
From sleeping in your car?
No, just so used to it. I do hate the gas prices, though. I spend like $250 a month in gas.
I'm done. It's very tough. And, you know, if you had an apartment, you might actually do a little better financially. You know, it always kills us that you live in your car. It always has. It always does. It bugs us.
You know, you could find a place, albeit it wouldn't be the best place in the world, but you could find a place for $250 a month.
I'm thinking of buying a van. So,
bigger place.
Like... I'll have the van, and it'll be kind of like a little place, and it'll be bigger and more room for my stuff, because I'm running out of place for my stuff. But I'm buying a van.
What stuff do you have now in your car? What possessions, what earthly possessions do you have in your car?
Couple of guitars, blankets, clothes, VCR. I took the TV out, because it was just kind of in the way of everything.
How do you clean your underpants?
I just go to laundromats and, you know.
Laundromat? Right. Yeah, I mean, you do look as clean on a hot day as you... The gym is working out beautifully, see? The gym, I can
obviously
tell...
you're not working out there. You're just using it as a place to shower, right?
Sometimes I do work out.
Wow.
Sometimes.
What do you do? What's your workout? What's the Rob Grippy workout?
20 minutes on the treadmill.
Really?
I used to lift weights, but I stopped lifting weights because I don't need to get any bigger.
Right.
Now. So, I'm at about... 303 pounds now, maybe.
And ever get laid?
Oh, hell no. Absolutely not.
And when's the last time?
Excuse me, Mike.
Go ahead.
When's the last time you got laid?
Never.
You've never been laid?
No.
You're a virgin?
Oh, yeah. Don't even try anymore.
What about all the... I mean, you do hang out with these, like, pseudo-musician people all the time. You've never had somebody, like, with a pierced eyebrow and, you know, jet black hair and dark eyeshadow that's...
Oh, I know plenty of those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I just don't even try.
Why don't you take some of that $2,000 and go buy yourself a nice high-class hoe?
Oh, I'm not interested.
Kind of a celibate, the celibate lifestyle appeals.
You know, been without for so... I'm used to it. It's like the car thing.
Wow. I'm used to it. You know what, Don? I believe it falls into the same category. Might require a little effort. And that is
but then he's truly the laziest man on earth because what man doesn't want poontang?
He is, I think, he's probably not the work. It's just not worth the effort.
Do you think you might be homo?
No, don't think so.
Have you thought about it, though?
I don't really have any homosexual tendencies. I don't
kind of look like a homo.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
Do you masturbate a lot?
Not as much as I used to. I'm older now.
Do you masturbate in your car?
What's the alternative, really?
The gym.
The gym.
There's the gym again.
I guess so, but no.
When is the last time you pleasured yourself?
I wasn't really prepared to answer all these questions, but yeah, like 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Where'd you do it? Can you tell me? In the car?
Yeah.
But do you buy magazines? Is that what you do, or do you just do it with your own active imagination?
Depending, you know, whichever.
Are you worried that maybe some night you're going to be doing the and, you know, there's going to be a bright light in the car, and it's going to be some of DC's finest?
Hadn't happened yet.
Staring in and watching you make love at yourself?
Hasn't happened.
You try to explain to them that you're really in your own home, so anything you do should be allowed, since you do live in your car.
If you live there, you probably make a great court case. Yeah. It would probably be interesting.
All right, now listen, we always get a call like this. Here's the obligatory call from a guy who says he will give Rob Grippy a legitimate job.
You and let's emphasize here, you're not hardship. You are not hardship.
Oh, no, I have a job. No. I have a perfectly good job.
Do you still work for Pizza Hut?
Oh, yeah.
Even after you sent the owner or the manager that awful letter?
No, I just yelled at him over an answering machine because I couldn't cash my checks at the...
So you made it right. You made it right, though.
Oh, yeah.
With Mr. Hutt?
Yeah, with Mr. Hutt.
Hello, Dan.
Yes.
Hey, Dan, buddy. You're on the air with Rob Grippy, who's living in his car.
Right. I can offer him a job.
Well, he probably wouldn't take it. What kind of job do you want to offer him?
Well, I mean, it's an outdoor job most of the time around the year. It's kind of like a wastewater treatment plant. And it pays pretty good, you know, $28,000-$30,000 a year.
Is this a legit offer?
I can give you the head office phone number. They can ask, you know, you can tell them my name. I worked there. You know, I got the application in my truck.
I can speak for Rob Grubb. You're not interested in that, are you?
Oh, no way. No.
Why would you be interested in a job where you could make 30?
Hardee's next, or, you know, a pizza joint next to the place. You can work both jobs.
Why wouldn't you be interested in a job that paid you 30 grand a year?
Well, if I worked full-time in my Pizza Hut job, I would be making 30 grand a year.
What hours do you work now in your Pizza Hut job?
I work 22 hours on Saturday and Sunday, and then Friday I'll come in, maybe Wednesday, you know, whatever.
Okay. All right, give me your record.
Okay.
Give me your record.
Right, he's going to get it right now. See, the answer is he just doesn't want to.
Right.
You know, that's his life.
He's lazy. Right. Got to respect
him. I'm going to school, though.
So lazy, he doesn't even want to get laid.
You're going to school?
Yeah.
For what?
Computer networking.
Really? Yeah. So at a certain point, you're just going to abandon this shiftless lifestyle and go to be a computer person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to hate it the day that happens. You've done it too long.
Well, I'll still stay in the car. Mm-hmm. Track 5. All the other ones have, like, dirty words on them.
Is there a picture on the album cover?
It's a picture of a little boy, Mike.
Is that you?
No, that's just some picture of a kid I found. I thought he looked especially scary, so I put him on there.
All right. What's the name of the band?
Everybody Sucks But Me.
Wonderful.
All right, here it is. The offering by Rob Grippy.
Does that disturbing lyrics?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Is this you singing?
Yeah.
There it is, everybody. Rob Grippy.
He's breathing.
I guess he's just counting his money. Freaking loser. Losing his car. Never been laid.
Nice intro. Is there any singing on this song at all?
Oh, yeah. About, like, 5 seconds here.
Just counting his $2,000 of cash.
I like her.
Hold on. You can't say that on the radio.
You can't say that she makes you
No, you can't say that.
For a guy who never has been laid, that's a pretty provocative line of your song. I like her. She makes me jizz.
Right.
Well, the name of the song is Cute Little Redhead and the Bondage Flick.
So are all your lyrics like these disturbing, horrible, you know? I remember the last time we were talking about your music, and it's weird.
All right, let me play a little more of it.
Yeah, well, there's nothing really else besides.
And I go, I am emotionally naked before you. And they go, I'm calling the police. And I go, my mom's in the police. And they look at me weird. And I go, my mom's George Oakland. And they run away. But
proud of himself right now.
Real happy.
I can't catch some cousins. My pants are on my ankle. I like to make friends, though. I like to talk to people at urinals, too, but that's like a whole nother song.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah, that's that one. Yeah.
You know what?
It's grinning.
You should take that to HFS. I bet that's such a broke dick radio station. They play it.
I really bet they would.
So I'm curious about the infection on your butt. Is that based on fact?
Oh, no.
You've never had an infection on your butt?
Nope, not my butt.
You had to think about it, but not your butt.
Where have you had infections?
I've had an infection on my leg before.
Really?
Yeah. I have a problem with this leg.
Yeah,
that one right there.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Why don't you wear long pants?
I think there's gravy in it or something.
Oh, I'm not sure. Your leg looks swollen.
Yeah. It's retaining some sort of fluid.
Have you thought about maybe seeing a physician about that?
I did once when I went to...
Why don't you take that leg around, show Don, just so he can get a good look at that leg.
Yeah, let me take a look at your leg.
Take a look at the leg.
Let me look at that.
You'll feel better about your leg. That's not going to work. You're going to have to walk up. Get up, Rob.
Come over here. Let me see. Can we see your leg?
Didn't want to get out of the chair.
Yeah, the worst part about it is this. See, look.
That was Titus.
Oh, my God.
It's all big and
I mean, that's... Oh,
like
Jesus Christ! You should see him pressing on his leg. Right, he can press on his. He can press down by his shin. Mm-hmm. He can press so hard that he can actually make a dent in his skin.
Yeah, it's edema. Wow. It's like fluid buildup.
Mm. Yeah, you should see.
You better go see a physician about that.
You should see a doctor.
You're not gonna though, so I don't know why I'm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Is there any chance I can get a copy of Mr. Grip's music?
Listen to this. This is what he wanted. He's very happy right
now. You know, I've been meaning to put a website up, but I haven't gotten around to it.
Sure.
Well, you have to have a computer before you can put up a website.
Because you don't have a house. I tell you, everything hinges on you getting out of the car.
I bought the domain name, though.
What's the domain name?
EverybodySucksWithMe.com. There's nothing on it.
Oh, God.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Do you actually sing on it, or is it all the spoken word?
Oh, yeah. There's some singing on there, sure. Mm-hmm.
But is the singing part dirty?
Yes.
What are the titles? And are the title? Can you even say the titles on the radio?
Let me see. Blood Orgy at the Mall, Spiteful.
That's some of your old stuff.
Oh, yeah. This is all old. This is like from 5 years ago.
It's like the greatest hits of Rob Grippy, man.
I remember Blood Orgy at the Mall from a long time ago, yeah.
Cute Little Redhead in the Bondage Flick, Zit on My Back, Happy Song, I Like the Way Your Butt Shakes, and then.
But you don't want to get laid? All these songs seem to be about sex.
You notice that.
You don't want to get laid? Have you ever wondered what real intercourse might feel like?
Oh, I've pondered it occasionally, but, it's all right.
It's the motivation factor. You're dealing with, I believe, a totally unmotivated individual.
So lazy.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You make Rob Spivak look like a type A personality.
It used to disturb me about Rob Grippy. It doesn't bother me anymore because I know this is what we remember how upset we used to get at him? And now I know him, and now I just know the way he is, so that's it.
Yeah. All right, we'll get out of here. We played your CD.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Take your $2,000 cash and your infected leg and get back into your house. drive away from your house.
Go drive home.
How close are you to that van?
Maybe. They're getting back to me on the finance rate, and if it's anything more than a certain amount, I can't pay for it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But you're not going to pay for it anyway, so what does it matter?
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Rob Grippy, man who still lives in his car. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Grippy right here.
Thank you.
Rob Grippy.
Thank you.
If you ever want to get laid, call us. I bet we can find someone for you.
Well, thanks. I do appreciate the offer.
Okay, get out of here.
There he goes.
Well, he's totally Rob Grippy. He's never changed. How's your dad doing that manages the casino?
Oh, he's doing fine. Doing great.
Yeah, does he ever send you money or birthday cards or presents or anything like that?
No, he did offer to co-sign on the van for me, which I appreciate.
Oh, that's cool. So you're still in contact with him?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Bobby Bloom.
What?
And you've watched him grow. He eats more than... we'll ever know, and I think to myself, what a big old fat ass.
I don't know who he was singing about.
I hope he was singing about Rob Grippy.
I certainly hope so. I
think so.
Okay.
Rob Grippy brings out the very interesting phone calls here, and that was a nice visit from Mr. Grippy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Rob is now, Rob Spiewak, escorting him out of the building.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Good.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got on AOL with a screen name of Don and Mike fan. And I've been trying to punch into every single chat room, but I can't find anybody that's hip to the show.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys have little penises. Thank you.
That's the grippy factor. Yeah, you get a few of them now. Because
all of his people calling now.
Absolutely.
All of them in the big caravan.
Sure.
Making their way to the Kmart parking lot.
Cute little redhead in the bondage flag.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Quaid from calling near Sacramento. Hey, just pee on those warts.
Just pee on the warts. That's like
I thought that was for athlete's foot. I thought that's what Madonna did.
No, when I was a kid, I had about 12 or 13 on my knuckles, and my grandfather told me to take a leak on it. Did it once, and they went away.
Well, there you go.
As long as your grandpa himself didn't pee on them, that's fine.
There you go. Just go in the bathroom and pee all over your hands during the next break.
Pee on the wart.
There you go.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
That sounds like a title for a new Rob Grippy song.
Pee on your warts.
Pee on your warts. We will be back with more.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You can love your pets, but just don't love your pets. You know what I mean?
The patron saints of jizz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I just got all the new tabloids.
Excellent.
We got some good Kathy C. and gift stuff.
Wonderful.
Including a photo
that I got to show you. Hold on. Give me a second. They go past.
Frank Sinatra was mentally ill.
Oh, dear.
That's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Prince William loses his pants.
Wow.
In a naughty romp. Oh, here we go. Ken and Barbie. Now, take a look at this picture of Giff and Connie Lee Gifford.
Right.
What do you notice immediately about the picture?
The face, the skin on Giff.
Right.
The skin, the blotchy, like almost like acne-like skin on Frank Gifford.
Her skin looks regular Caucasian flesh-colored.
Right. Yeah.
His is pinkish, hot pink, fiery red.
Blotchy. Mottled would be the word.
Here is what the caption says. Ouch. Ken and Barbie couple, Frank and Kathy Lee Gifford, look more like Nurse Barbie and burn victim Ken in this photo.
Oh, God.
What's with Frank's red face?
They just don't pull any punches.
We know it's not unusual for Kathy Lee to say something embarrassing to turn Frank 69 beat red.
Mm-hmm.
But this time he looks like he's been bobbing for fries in a deep fryer at McDonald's.
Oh, God.
Dr. David Stoll, a Beverly Hills dermatologist, says it is his opinion Frank has had a laser or chemical peel to make himself look younger.
Oh, my God.
Frank's spokesman denies he has had a peel and says he spent too much time in the sun. Here's the photo. You decide.
All right, let me see it up
close. Look at it.
Even though it's a tabloid, sometimes
look at it up close. I would have to agree it's a bad skin peel.
It really, it's Kathy, so red and it's so shiny.
Kathy.
And it's just seeing him next to her, he looks blotchy. There are really angry red blotches.
Uh-huh.
You never know, though, with the Inquirer. You know, they might have a red crayon back there.
It's the star, like, Mike.
It's the star, yes.
Not the Inquirer, it's the star.
It's the star. They all do that same kind of thing. You know, it's amazing because it doesn't look to me like the photo's been doctored.
Kathy? Kathy, you've said you want a younger man.
I'm going to peel this old dead flesh off my face and give you a younger, virile man.
Now, please don't make me go back in my glass encased coffin. Please.
Oh.
I've done it for you, Kathy.
Oh, Frank Gifford, you look like Freddy Krueger.
Please, let me out, Kathy.
No, the skin peel didn't work, my Frank Gifford.
Kathy, please. Please, now, Kathy.
Stop while you're whining or I'll cut off the oxygen. Breathe through your tube. It is weird.
All right, then here's another story, and this one was in the Globe about Kathy Lee. The new Kathy Lee crisis. Because, you know, her time on the Regis show is coming to an end very quickly.
She's gone this month, right?
Yeah, yes. I think like two more weeks and she's done. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with Kathy Lee Gifford? Here are a few key clues. Lately, Kathy Lee has announced she's on a bizarre diet of potato chips washed down with water and honey. She's begun behaving like a vamp, wearing clingy breast-enhancing outfits that look more suited to a trampy disco queen. People are whispering that she's flipped her lid. It's scary how Kathy Lee has changed physically and mentally. There's no telling how she's going to behave from day to day or what she's going to wear to work or what she'll say on the air.
Good. Worth tuning in again.
Recently, Kathy Lee delighted in tormenting Regis after he squirmed at saying the name of the stage show in New York, The Vagina Monologues.
Mm-hmm.
She goaded the audience into hollering vagina at Regis.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, she's a dirty birdie.
I just don't like saying it, red-faced Regis said sheepishly.
I don't like saying it, you bitch.
Said, I'll say it for you, Kathy Lee cackled, and began chanting vagina as a three-syllable battle cry.
That's great.
On another recent show, Kathy Lee confessed she's been eating nothing but Ruffles with Ridges with hot water and honey. Why? Because the fatty potato chips keep her voice lubricated, which is important because she's been in the studio every day recording her new pop album.
Oh, God, I'm going to throw up.
Let me see. Spotting over teased tresses, curve revealing strapless tops and pants so tight she admits she can hardly breathe, Kathy has skewered her image as a prude. She is dressing like a tramp. Another live insider adds, one day she's playing up her devoted wife and mother act, the next she's acting like a man-hungry woman who needs top 40 bound men and need space away from Frank and the kids.
I see you, Mrs. Gifford. You're wearing green so you can hide. You're a tramp.
Friends and colleagues fear Kathy Lee may end up getting involved in new romances.
Kevin Costner, Kathy Lee.
Especially since, you know, she'll never let this go.
Right.
She's still smarting over Frank's affair with Chesty stewardess Susan Johnson.
So she can do whatever she... You know, Kathy Lee, don't worry. You're going to kill him soon enough. You know, you're going to make him have facial peels until he's dead. So there's just a skeleton. You'll see a picture of her and it'll just be a GIF. Total Skeletor GIF.
I would love a tape of the TV show where she was chanting vagina. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Really, you know, it's going to just drive Regis crazy.
And if they're smart, they'll start promoting the fact that, you know, it's going to be her last day. You know, it's going to be the whole week of tributes to her.
That's when they're really going to yell. That's when the audience will yell, well, another word for vagina. I do have some pictures here in the Globe also of Goldie Hawn topless. Now, they censor over her breasts.
You still have the hots for Goldie Hawn still?
Come on, she's 54.
Mm-hmm.
She looks damn good for 54.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Shameless Goldie. The giggle girl goes topless in front of her 13-year-old son.
Oh, please. Wow. No.
And I can't see her picture on the beach. And you can see there's, I guess, Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And there's her son. And there's her son's friend. And she is sitting with no top on.
Hey, boy, pretty cool, the friend, huh? The friend gets to go, hey, I'm going on vacation with the Russells.
And here she is. She's not even wearing a two-piece. All she's done in this picture is just pulled down the top to hang around.
She
her waist.
She for 54, she's still got a good body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here she is, very tight. Look at that. Look at that side shot.
Boy, oh, boy. She always has that walk, you know, where she kind of sticks her chest out and she throws her arms back. She does that, like, at the award shows.
Good for her. Do you know what I love most about being on the beach? This made me think again about how much time I can spend on the beach just watching chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Even ugly chicks, I love watching chicks. I think what I love best about going to the beach and just sitting there is watching girls undress.
Get ready to get themselves prepared for the day at the beach.
What I love is all the girls at the beach yesterday were wearing the short overalls made out of denim.
Right.
Where, like, as they walked down to the beach, you could see they had a bikini on.
Right.
And then you're just sitting down. It's like they're putting on a show for you. They just take off the first buckle, take off the second buckle, wiggle out of it. And the other move I love that all girls do at the beach is when they get up, they all put their fingers inside their pants, right down by the legs.
And hike up the bikini bottoms, right?
No, they pull them down, actually.
Oh.
Because a lot of times do you know the move I'm talking about, Buzz?
Exactly. To cover the bottom of their bottoms, which creeps up.
They
run the finger along the elastic.
Yeah. All girls do that. All girls do that.
Yes, they do.
It's fantastic.
And meanwhile, you just got your mirrored sunglasses on pretending to read.
I mean, I was even watching pigs do it yesterday.
You like the ballet.
It's like at some point, I was just sitting there thinking, this is fantastic. This is like every girl's coming down the beach, just a strip for me.
If you look at it like that, it is, a four-hour show.
They would come down, and I would think, boy, I wonder what she looks like with nothing on. I wonder what she looks like. Yeah, take it off, baby. That's right. Take off that shirt for me.
How much time did you log at the beach?
Total time. Yesterday?
Yeah.
We're there about 4 hours.
4 hours.
About 4 hours.
That's cool. See, that makes you a little linger longer.
Yeah. Well, I only get my real prime perv time with Frida sleeping.
Right. Because that's when you can, will Frida look behind the glasses? Though, can't you pretend? I'm sure when she's awake, you sometimes pretend you're reading.
Yeah, but I can't just stare, just outwardly stare. And what's best is
you pretend to turn the pages?
No. Not if they can't see me.
Mm-hmm.
Like these girls, the three girls that were laying next to each other yesterday when the one got up and I actually saw her boobs, they were at such an angle that they couldn't even really see me unless they turned to look at me.
Superb.
I mean, they were a little in front of me to my right on the beach, so I could just sit there.
Did they have the overalls on, too?
Yes. That's what all
that's the uniform
are wearing.
The cover-up. Very cool.
Yes, right, Buzz, the cover-up.
Right.
And the other thing that I found I loved yesterday at the beach was that the girls are wearing like a sheer, it's almost like a sari type thing.
Okay.
But just around just their bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in, wearing their big boobs showing and their bikini tops, and then they all untie this wrap that they have around them, and it's like wow, look at, she's just presenting herself.
And it's the beach rules, I mean, it's actually a different code of behavior.
It's great.
Yeah, no. What is the,
love it.
The going thing, but, can they still do the thong type bikini bottoms, or are those kind of past tense?
I think you can do it.
You don't see a lot of them, though.
I don't think that there's any sign up. I know there's some beaches where they don't allow thongs, but
have you seen any of those? I mean, do you see many of those?
Not seen any this year. I've been to the beach a lot, too. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I go to the beach, and I know what you're talking about, except there's one way when the girl's laying down on their back, and she did her fingers in the front to pull her front lower bikini down.
Mm-hmm.
I got a full bush shot. It was great.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And that's what you're talking about.
That'll happen.
Full bush.
There was a girl yesterday.
Is that one of the songs on Rob Grippy's album?
I don't think so. There was a girl yesterday that was sitting by us. She must be a real tramp because it was like 10 college guys and this one girl.
Right. And that's all. You do see that. I've seen those groups before.
And it sounded like they were all living together.
Party girl.
Because she was saying, where are we going to go to eat tonight? Mm-hmm. Will you guys go back to the house and get my sunglasses?
Mm-hmm.
And she had on her bikini bottom, which was a little bit too big for her.
Aww.
And so I kept waiting, just hoping that she would position herself when she would go to sit down. So that I could just, see inside. Never able to actually get that done, though.
Right.
But it was tantalizing because it would look like she was going to position herself because I could see when she was standing up. That
she had to have a good body to have a bikini bottom that was too big.
Yes, the elastic was not clinging to her legs.
The constant taking it off. probably
the guys.
Probably stretched the elastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. God, and my wife wonders why I come back from the beach. I'm so horny.
Christ.
Like I pounce on Frida immediately as soon as we get home.
We'll beach day.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Oops. What am I doing? Hello.
Hold on. We're trying to run this new telephone system, and I don't know if I effed it up or what. Hello, drop main. Hello.
Hello?
No, that's just a bad cell phone. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Virginia, Virginia, Virginia. What's wrong with saying that?
Nothing. Apparently Regis has a hang-up, though.
Well, Regis sucks.
Oh, no, he doesn't?
Oh, I know who this is. Is this Charlie Broyhill's phone hoe?
Yes, and you know what? He just got me off a hold a couple of minutes ago because I called in to talk to y'all guys. And sit there and told me I could not talk to y'all.
Don't you remember this whore? Isn't your name Penny or something like that?
Yeah, Penny. And my...
Now, see, that's what you have a remember. You have a memory on that one.
Yeah,
you remember Penny.
Penny.
What?
You Mike misspelled my name. It's P-E-N-N-Y.
How did Mike misspell it?
Last time I called in, he said, "Aw, Penny," and he went P-E-N-N-I. I can't stand when people do that.
Well, I'm sorry, Penny. I think the proper spelling would be P-I-N-N-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Penny.
They see Penny's or...
Penny the hoe.
Not my name. My real name's Lachey.
Lachey.
Penny.
And now your girl, you call in to what, to have phone sex with Charlie Broyhill all the time?
No, he told me not to even say anything like that it embarrasses him and that I'm embarrassed.
Penny, did we get the celebrity you most resemble last time you called in?
I don't remember.
remember what I said. Plus, I've dyed my hair since then. I don't know what I look like now.
What color is your hair now, Penny?
Red.
Bozo red?
Bright red. It's like a brunette red or whatever you want to call it.
So what did Charlie tell you not to say to us?
He said not to say anything. Well, actually, he told me I got a beat, but I'll forget it. Y'all more important than y'all the radio guys. I love y'all guys.
Thank you, Penny. Now, what did Charlie tell you not to tell us?
He told me not to tell you anything that does the sex. Guys, girlfriends, anything like that. And then he told me I could not talk to y'all, and then he hung up on me.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Well, he's coming into the studio right now. Here comes your lover.
Chuck Brown. I told her not to make crap up, is what I told her. That was it.
Charlie.
Go ahead, continue the conversation with your friend, Charlie.
Your phone, ho.
I could kill you right now.
Charlie, has she told you the celebrity she most resembles?
Last time she was on, she said she looked like Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
Oh, you like that girl, don't you?
I don't even know who she is.
Sure, she's one of those Dawson's Creek girls.
She's the Dawson Creek girl.
Yeah.
Rob, that's the one you like, right, Rob?
I've never seen Dawson.
Very attractive girl.
You're very attractive.
No, she is. She's a very attractive girl.
Well, I don't know who she looks like. Is there anybody else you could give us that of celebrities that, you know, so we get a better idea of who you look like?
Katie Holmes.
So has Charlie ever had phone sex with you?
No.
Have you ever given phone sex to him?
No.
Never?
No.
You have a good relationship with Charlie, though?
Not at this point, but yeah.
You have in the past?
Yes.
Have you considered yourself to be one of his girlfriends?
No.
No?
He has so many girls.
Would you ever like to meet Charlie Broyhill?
Yeah.
That's the biggest thrill, when you get to really meet him.
Of course you would.
I go up to Virginia all the time, close to y'all. I can't remember the name of it, Sunset Hills or something.
Well, you should stop by.
He won't let me. He thinks I embarrass him.
Well, Don would let you. Wouldn't you let him?
Yeah, of course.
I'd come in butt naked, guys.
Yes, our doors are open for you, honey.
Was that the... Did you say you'd come in buck naked?
Butt naked,
Mike.
Butt naked.
Butt good.
Well, down here in South Carolina.
Yeah, sure. Come up anytime, honey.
And let me tell you something about the bikini thing. The reason we run two fingers, not one finger, two fingers down on both sides on the back is because when you pull out of the water, it gives you a major wedgie. I don't do the two fingers. I just go for a handful and grab and pull. You know what I mean?
Right. Know what you mean. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye.
There she goes.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
Like the wind.
And I wonder what's really going on there. If Royce is telling her, don't say anything on the air.
It's very interesting. She said she wants to come by. You don't want her to come by?
I don't have any interest in seeing her, no.
Well, I mean, if she's a turbo hottie, you'd have the same kind of interest that we all would have.
If.
You don't think
she is?
From where she's from, no. I doubt it.
You don't think there's any hot girls down in South Carolina?
Well, she also said she was French.
Well, her name is Lachey.
Yeah, okay.
If she likes giving French.
Fine.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Fine.
Hello.
Well, then fine.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Sven.
Yes, Sven.
Well, I just heard your stories about the bikinis and the kind of wrap around the bottom part of the body. And I have a horror story about that. I saw this girl come down, good-looking girl with the wrap on. Unfortunately, when she took it off, I noticed that she did not shave at all. So out of the bottom of the bikini was just hair everywhere.
Well, that happens all the time at the beach. I mean, my wife and I spend a lot of time. That's one area that we do share at the beach. When I spot a girl that's got, like, underarm hair coming out of the legs of her bikinis.
More than enough hair down there.
I will immediately point it out to Fred and say, look at that. And she will go, yes. Oh, that's disgusting. Look at that. But then we spend a lot of time staring at it.
Hence the term bikini wax.
Right.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio gods.
Oh, and yesterday there was, I don't know where there were a bunch of foreigners, like not from Iran or Pakistan, but some Middle Eastern country.
Right.
And the women, none of them shaved their armpits. And they love doing this. They love walking around like, look at me, a mannequin. Look at me, I am natural woman. I mean, it seemed that they were taking way too much time lifting their arms in the air.
Way too much pleasure out of sharing their armpit hair with everyone.
It's gross.
That'll make your waffle cone taste a little nasty.
Hello?
Hey, I read something in the paper this morning that I thought you guys would find interesting. Actually, I thought it would... lead to a nice bit for Mike, even.
Here we go. We got an idea, man, now.
Yeah, hey, Darva Conger has thrown her name in the ring for wanting to replace Cunny Lee And I thought that might lead to a nice imitation of Mike doing Regis, trying to have a conversation with her after seeing her photos in Playboy.
Yes, I've written it down, I've made a note
Thank
of it,
you.
And I've
Thank
put it in the envelope.
Thank you. Another one of our junior producers out there. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Conger, Regis Conger bit. I'm putting it into the bit envelope. You know, I bought that copy of Playboy the other night. We were coming home from that party.
Yeah.
And I bought the copy of Playboy, and foolishly, I brought it into the car, and I said, hey, there's Darva Conger. I thought you might want to see her. And my wife just, like, wasn't buying it.
Oh.
We ended up throwing it out the window on the way home. He's like,
oh, no, you made that Indian cry.
Yeah.
Any who doesn't like you to doesn't like you to the litter.
I know.
Did you really throw it out the window?
Threw it out the window. Yeah, because it was like she was looking at me. Oh yeah, I really want to see that. I'm really interested in seeing that. I'm like, all right, there you go. Out the window.
Time out. We will be right back. Oh, listen, gather the kiddies, because I know that in the next few moments, Harry Potter will be here in the studio.
Wow. Right.
I know. It's the hottest booking we've ever had.
This is the hottest book in the world.
He's now, listen, stand by. Moms, get your kids. I don't know if it'll be the next break or the break after, but I'm positive within the next 30 minutes of this show, Harry Potter will be with us.
Good.
We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Royalty!
That appeals to five-year-olds. Do they sell it at midnight? I don't know, but moms and dads had their kids up at midnight last Friday night.
Right. Lots of adults are digging this book, too.
Oh, those adults are stupid.
But they are. I'm just telling you, they are.
The book is written, though,
for children.
For five-year-olds.
But they really are. It's crossed all demographic lines.
Amazing. I would like to talk to an adult who's really read the Harry Potter book.
Well, I was watching a lady on the news that they were interviewing.
I mean a real person, not some kook that's being interviewed on the news. I feel like a real person. I mean, like somebody really called me up and told me they really read
right.
this stupid Harry Potter stuff. I mean, it's like an adult who reads it.
Well, I was just, I saw a news story where they were doing this whole spiel on the popularity of Harry Potter, and then the last part of it was, and adults like it too, and they were talking to a lady that didn't have any children, and she's saying, I like the stories. The stories are very interesting, wow. So I read them too. I haven't read the Harry Potter, but you know, you go into any bookstore and they're all over the place, and it's, you know, I started to actually pick it up, and then, you know, we were leaving, but I was just curious about what it was all about.
Well, they're for five-year-olds. The books are for five, six, seven, eight-year-olds. Anyway, listen. That's not what I wanted to talk about, was the appeal of Harry Potter. I just want to tell you right now that we have waiting in our green room to talk to all the kiddies, their favorite wizard or whatever the hell he is, Harry Potter.
Wow.
He's here. So let's bring him in. Here
Hi.
He comes.
Hey, Hi, Harry. How are you? Hey, good to see you. I'm Harry Potter. I'm a wizard. Good to see you, Don.
Hi, Harry.
Pleasure to be on the show. Here I am, Harry Potter.
Hi, Harry.
Boy, I know you're all excited. Boy, I'd like to tell all the boys and girls there'll be many more wonderful adventures of Harry Potter the Wizard.
Good.
All coming up in the near future. Yes, sirree. It's real exciting. Harry Potter's never had this kind of amazing popularity. I'll tell you, by golly. I can't go anywhere without kids saying, hey, Mom, look, it's Harry Potter, the wonderful boy wizard.
How old are you, Harry Potter?
I don't know. I'm a kid. I'm just a young man. What? I'm 12. 12 years old. Thank you, boy. I almost forgot. I almost forgot how
you got those
old I was.
Big round Coke bottle glasses you wear.
Yes, I'm kind of androgynous, you know. I kind of look like a boy and a girl.
Nice.
But I'm 12 years old, and I live with my aunt and uncle. Yes, sirree. They don't treat me that well, but then I found out I was a wizard, and that's when all my adventures started. Real exciting to be a wizard and be so popular as me, Harry Potter.
What about that lightning bolt on your forehead?
Don't worry about it. That lightning bolt is there because I'm special. I'm a magical wizard, and I can make special things happen. Whoa! Watch out!
You know, you look older than 12.
Yeah. No way. I'm a 12-year-old boy. Harry Potter. That's why the kids relate to me so much, because I'm a 12-year-old.
And has anybody ever told you that your voice sounds a lot like Harry Morgan, who I believe played Colonel Potter on MASH?
Not a chance. No, I'm a 12-year-old boy, Harry Potter, very excited about the popularity of all these books. You know, people were lining up around midnight to get the Harry Potter, the latest Harry Potter installment. Boy, I'll tell you, am I popular.
Let me ask you a question, Harry Potter, about your Harry Potter.
Yes.
Do you have any genital hair yet?
None. None whatsoever. Would you like to see?
No.
I'll show it to you if you want. None whatsoever. You don't have to worry, but I'll show it to you when it arrives. That's for sure. Don't you worry.
What's a muggle?
A muggle is a non-magical wizard. Muggles are bad people. You have to watch out for the muggles. Thanks for asking. I did my homework.
What's flu powder?
I have no idea. What the hell am I supposed to
What's
know
a howler?
A howler's a bad person. A howler's a noise a person makes when they're having a howling good time.
What's a Quidditch?
Quidditch?
No fair. Now, come on. You're going to ruin it if you really look and find the answers.
A Quidditch is the most important wizard in the world. There you go. It really is, thanks to the USA Today. Right. A Quidditch is a... You want to know what a Quidditch is?
Yeah.
This is the most important wizard sport. It is... No, it's not the most important wizard. It's the most important wizard sport.
Oh.
It is played on flying brooms... on flying broomsticks. It features several balls, including the very important
balls.
Golden Snitch. A gold ball with fluttering silver wings.
Wow. Sounds rather sexual to me.
Oh, come on now.
This golden snitch? Big balls?
Children's literature. That's blasphemy. You better be careful. I'll wave my magic wand and turn you into a toad.
Are you a homo?
You wouldn't have... What do you mean, am I a homo? Not at all.
You kind of look like...
I like girls.
You look like a cross between, like, Clark Kent and...
you obviously haven't read Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. You'll find out just how hetero I am if you pick up that little ditty.
Really?
Yeah, there's a little hetero stuff in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Azkaban. Or whatever the hell it is.
Well, listen, if you're a 12-year-old boy who's a wizard.
Yes.
Why, in fact, are you wearing Rockports?
I'm wearing Rockports because they're comfortable.
They are.
And, you know, that's the same reason I'm driving the very large Chevrolet automobile that's out in the parking lot, because I like to be comfortable. You know, wizards can't have too comfortable feet. Ooh, hi there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, wizards like to have comfortable shoes.
You just noticed the beautiful Stacy walked by our window.
Yeah, wizard-like.
Oh.
Wizard want.
I thought you didn't even have genital hair.
Well, it doesn't matter. I still can show a little interest right now. I'll tell you, by golly. Hey, there's a muggle. Get him out of here. The muggle just came into the studio.
That's our producer, Charlie Broyhill.
Oh, I'll tell you, I'd like to have him in Harry Potter in the Chamber of Secrets. Yeah, including his friend, Penny. Yes, three. Penny the Ho. Harry Potter says, Penny the Ho is a muggle.
Have you been able to get any poontang based on the fact that you're the famous Harry Potter?
12 years old. I'm a 12-year-old wizard. No time for poon yet. We'll have plenty of that when I turn into a warlock and I get older. Yes, siree. Then I'll get all the witches coming to my house having a great time in the big Harry Potter mansion.
Do you make a lot of money writing these, being in these dopey books?
I'm a character in the book. How could I make any money? It's the author. What the hell is her name? Yeah. I don't know. Rowling. J.K. Rowling. She's the one cashing all the checks on my sweat. On the sweat of my ass. That's how Now she gets all her money. Meanwhile, I just have all these fantastic adventures. And you know, kids, those books are available in stores now. So pick up the latest installment of My Adventures, Harry Potter, the boy Wizard. You'll sure enjoy it. Much as I enjoyed being Harry Potter, you'll enjoy reading about me.
Well, tell me about your adventure getting to the radio station today.
Well, I'll tell you right now. Okay, this is what they told me to say. I was downtown, and I couldn't get a cab. So suddenly, I decided I was going to be late for the Don and Mike show. So I mustered up all my wizardly powers, and I flew here like a dove on the wings of a dove. I flew here and landed in your parking lot. Now here I am, doing an exclusive interview. You won't hear me, Harry Potter, on any other radio station in the United States other than the station you're listening to right now. I'm an exclusive guest of the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio show. Me, yours truly, Harry Potter, the most popular character in fiction.
That's true.
Real excited to be here. Don't mind telling you. Gee, I sure hope you're gonna not welch on that meal promise you gave me. That's right. The good people at the Don and Mike show promised me that I'd get all the food I could eat at the local Denny's restaurant right here in Fairfax, Virginia. You gonna deliver on that?
That's a deal, Harry.
You know, I gotta eat there before 5:30.
Why?
I get a special discount.
They don't have like a 12-year-old boy disc. I told you, you don't look 12. You look like you're 80.
Oh, poppycock. Horse hockey. That's not true. I'm a 12-year-old boy wizard. I know I look like I've lost most of my hair and I've got these claw-like hands with age spots on them, but I could actually wave a magic wand and turn into that 12-year-old boy. I just don't have time to do
it
right
then.
Now.
Do it. I dare you.
I can't.
I double dare you.
I can't now.
Why?
It's not wizard time.
When is it wizard time?
It's wizard time later, after your show goes off the air and you're at home. And you're sleeping comfortably in your beds. That's when I turn into a 12-year-old boy. Can't do it now. No can do.
So right now you're admitting that you're not really a 12-year-old boy.
I will admit only one thing. I will admit to you that right now I don't come to you in the image of a 12-year-old wizard. I know that right now I come to you in the image of an 81-year-old fading television actor that was on MASH and Dragnet. But I am Harry Potter. You combine Morgan and Colonel Potter, and you get Harry Potter. And that's who I am. And I'm going to milk this thing until I'm in a shallow grave. My God. And if you don't like it, F you.
Oh, now I don't think you should be saying F you.
I'm sorry. I lost my head. You know, I remember when I had that little run-in with the law a short time ago.
Oh, when you were accused. What is he accused of? Beating his wife or
hitting
something?
Hitting his wife.
Yeah, well, I have got a little short temper, a little hair trigger, a little short fuse, but I'll tell you, I want to tell all the kiddies again to go out and buy the latest installment of The Adventures of Harry Potter. It's a great read, especially if you're a kid, and moms and dads like it, too. Do I get my tokens for the food now?
All right, thank you. Harry Potter, thank you for coming by exclusively for the Don and Mike show.
Goodbye, I'm going to fly away, because I'm a wizard. See you later.
There he goes.
Amazing.
He didn't really fly away, he just opened the door.
It's Harry Potter.
I think I might have something. I was saving it during that segment.
Very good.
I just believe I heard.
That doesn't count. That was just an air bubble.
I bet that last person in here could make that sound,
too. I thought I had a good fart for you. Just an air bubble. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, we have all kinds of real people, real adults who read these dumb Harry Potter books.
Well, good. Yeah, that's what I saw in that news story.
Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hi, am I on the air?
Yeah, how old are you, honey?
I'm going to be 24 in September.
And you're reading children's books?
Well, yeah, actually, I was doing the exact same thing that you did. Pure, like, morbid curiosity. I thought they were for five-year-olds. So picked one up. I borrowed it, actually, from a 10-year-old that I know and was hooked. And I've read the other two, and I just received the other.
Were you excited to hear the real Harry Potter here in the studio?
Oh, I was thrilled. I was listening to you guys on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Hey.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello?
Have you read? Don't tell me you've read Harry Potter.
No, I haven't. But my wife just read a Harry Potter book, and she could not put it down.
Well, you know, maybe it's a girl thing. Okay, I'll give you that. That maybe girls would like it, but show me.
You know, we get a boy showing an older boy.
Show me a man. Show me a man with a piece of meat between his legs who will call the show and tell us that he read a Harry Potter book.
Let's see if they're out there.
Yeah.
They might be. I don't know. She could not put it down.
And incidentally, that man can't be Homo Joe, okay?
How about Joe here?
You know what?
And that made me think, we've never heard from Joe.
Yeah, we got to find out.
Since he told us about that procedure he was having.
Hope he's doing okay.
We've heard nothing from Homo Joe about his health. Hope he's okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Surgery was about 3 or 4 days ago, so we should be checking in with him soon.
Uh-huh.
Here comes Charlie Broyhill.
Well, you've got a great mind for that. Hello, Charlie.
Hello. I did hear from him, and he now shares something with you, Mike, and you, Buzz.
Really?
Yes, he does. Well, no, not
colon,
not that.
Colon problems?
Wait, he's got colon problems?
Yes.
Well, wait, what exactly is it?
Diverticulitis.
Oh, he's got diverticulitis?
Yeah.
Is that all it was?
Well, that's all I remember from his...
Well, that's it. That's nothing.
Wow.
I mean, really? I mean, no, it's not... I know for you it was
he's not leaking.
Yeah.
Yours was a little worse than mine was.
You guys didn't get yours from so much anal sex, did you?
No.
Is that what... I thought he had a problem with his stomach.
I thought he said he had a lump.
A tumor in his stomach.
That he had to have taken out. They were going to run a biopsy
there
could, on it.
Could
have
been all hardened while it was in there.
Could have been a swelling near his stomach from his colon.
You know, let me tell you something. If I was like a family member trying to get information about a medical procedure, the last individual I would want to be looking at across the counter is standing right here, Charlie Broyhill.
There he is.
It was
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. Say, I was curious, what happened to Harry Potter's English accent?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's from England, isn't he? Thank you.
He's a British character, is that what he is?
Yeah.
Yes.
He
oh,
lives
yeah.
in the castle in Britain.
Well, play along, sir.
So you read it? Do you read Harry Potter?
No, I don't. I just read the thing in the USA Today this morning.
All right, thank you. Hold on, I got a couple of guys here, so they read these books. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, good afternoon.
Harry Potter's
all four of
Harry
Potter's
outside if you want him to come back in.
Harry?
Yeah, hello.
Good day. Hello. This is Harry Potter. Good day. Chim cheerio, mates. So nice to be with you. Sally ho, Sally Wacker. Sally Wacker.
I like it better when you talk your regular way.
What regular way? That regular way? Chim chimmery, chim chimmery. Hey, how's the Queen doing? Real excited about that. Where's Prince Charles? Boy, I like some roast beef and Yorkshire pudding. Boil my food. Boil my food. I'm English. See you later.
There you go. That took care of that.
You read that?
Yeah.
Hello, you read that book?
Yes, I've read all three, and I'm reading the fourth.
Do you have children?
Yes, I do have two very small children, too.
All right, see, then, again, you're off the hook. If you read the book with your kids, you're off the hook.
I'm not reading it to my kids. I read it to my wife, and she digs it, and I get lucky that way. So
you read it out loud to your wife?
Read it out loud to my wife, yes. She you read absolutely loves it.
You read a children's book to your wife, and that turns her on?
Yeah, it's quality cuddle time, you know.
Quality cuddle time.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike.
Homo Joe.
There he is. Hello, HJ.
How are you?
Hold on. I want to talk to you about your health. Hold on a second. Let me get done with this Harry Potter stuff first. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. I'd like to know if I can get my books autographed by Harry Potter down there.
Well, I think he's left. I think he's going to Denny's for the early bird special.
Hello.
He's only got 5 minutes to get there.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I'm a 34-year-old adult male, and I've read the three of the Harry Potter books, and I'm partway through the fourth.
Wow. Is it me, or is the conversation with the guys that have read these books just a little bit, there's a little delay happening? Like, they're not really
with it? Well, no, actually, working on driving, so.
No, one word keeps coming in my mind. I can't, it's, you know, I'm channeling a word when these guys call me. It starts with P, it ends with E. There's an I there. There's a D. It's like I'm playing the Soul Train Scramble in my head. Oh, I got it. The word is pedophile. That's the word. That's it. That's the Soul Train Scramble.
Soul Train.
Pedophile. Larry, do you have kids?
No, I don't.
Yet you read Harry Potter?
Yes.
Why?
It's an entertaining story.
Why don't you read John Grisham or goddamn Stephen King?
I I do. I mean, it's not going to be high literature. It's not something people are going to remember 100 years from now. It's not anything like Charles Dickens. But
I just think you go to Rob Grippy's car, open the doors, and all these Harry Potter books might fall out.
I think you might. That word's coming to mind again.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just got the impression that it was very difficult to have a conversation with that guy. It just was not a normal exchange. It was
no normal guy. It's the most normal guy who's called who's read that book as far as the guy who reads it to his wife so that she'll give him sex.
That's it. That did sound normal. The other guys are like, yes, I read it all the time. There you
are. Hello, Don, my show. Hello.
Yeah, man, it's stupid that these guys are reading children's literature like this, man. What are they going to do read next? Comic books? Ta-da.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with comic books.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, touche.
I get it. F you, okay? You don't have to beat me over the head with it, okay? I'm telling you, just because I read Superman and Batman, I'm no fag pedophile.
That's right.
Okay? I talk about Superman having sex with Lois Lane. Blowing her head clean off. Getting in trouble with the censors. Let's clear these lines out right now. Phone number 877-365-3636. We will take the 100th caller right now.
Hey, where's the queen? I'm late for my senior citizen special.
Listen, we're going to play the secret sound game right now with the 100th caller at 877-365-3636.
I want to play. I know what the secret sound is because I'm Harry Potter, magical boy, 12-year-old boy wizard. Right now. I want to play bad. I want to play with Rob Spiewak.
Now we're getting the real Harry coming out now.
Can I play with Rob? Can I play the secret sound? Hey, Rob?
Yeah, Harry.
Will you come to dinner at Denny's with me?
I'm busy till after the show.
I'll wait till after.
Hey, did you hear the news about Rob A?
What's that?
His wife is expecting their first child.
Oh. Oh, good. Good for him. Will you come out with me?
Maybe later.
Come to Denny's and feed me my Salisbury steak.
Can you teach me a trick?
Yep. I'll teach you a new one I got. Absolutely.
I hid the wiggle.
No, it's Find the Cobra.
Oh, that's not a trick.
It's a spitting cobra.
Yeah, goodbye, Harry.
See you later. Take care. Au revoir.
Harry. There he is. The British Harry Potter.
Lost his British accent there for a second.
Well, the boy came in the room. His boy, Rob A.
His boy.
We'll be back with the caller 100. And then we'll also find out what's up with Homo Joe's butt right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Timmy O'Bibrene to tell you more.
Wednesday, July 26th, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show comes to Element right in my hometown, Washington, D.C. Element is right by the MCI Center at 714 6th Street Northwest. There's plenty of parking. Or take the red line to Gallery Place. Doors open at 5, show starts at 8. And you gotta be 21 to get in. For more info, 301-840-8793 or check out clubelement.com.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
For the girls, the less clothes, the better.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Enjoy their show. Meet their son of beach. It's Don and Mike.
The movie was on cable all weekend. Rounders.
Watched last night. Well, watched the end of it, which is the poker match between him and Malkovich, which is great.
I think the problem with having a movie like that on all the time, well, for me, there's no problem. Because right. A movie like Rounders that I hadn't seen in a couple of months.
Right. I can watch it every time it's on.
So can I.
Right.
But my wife refused to watch with me.
Really? Because you watched it too many times?
And then when I finally did get her to sit down and watch with me, I said, listen, this is one of the really great movies of all things to be in my top 10 list, Rounders. She makes me turn it off when Edward Norton comes into the club when they're playing with the cops because she knows that's where they're going to get beat up.
She doesn't like the violence.
So she makes me turn it off.
Mm-hmm. And she, how about the part where John Malkovich says, just like the last time I put it in you.
Mr. Son of Bitch.
And what is exactly the move? Is it that he twists the cookie before he eats it, or is he eats it in a certain way?
I think it's that he eats the filling when he's going to lose.
Or he eats the filling when he's got a great hand. Because he dumps his hand. He dumps what he gets mad about when he checks and when he says, I'm out, is because he's got a really good hand that he's going to kick his ass with. And that's why
Matt Damon actually doesn't go for it on that.
I don't know.
It's hard to... Because I think that when he eats the cookie... Have you seen the movie, Buzz?
Yes, I have.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I mean,
you know what? I bet my wife would know that.
She notices either he has a good hand or he has a crappy hand.
Right. Hello?
One or the other.
Hello, boo-boo.
It's Mr. Son of Beach.
Mr. Son of Beach. Pierre the man, he is money.
I first saw that movie, and I called him that till I realized it was quite the insult to myself.
No, yeah, she was calling Bart Mr. Son of a Bitch all weekend.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to low-key that one. That one kind of backfires on you.
Honey, listen. Hey, wait a minute.
We were just talking about that movie.
No.
I was talking about how you made me turn it off.
Like after the fifth time.
Yeah, but you don't like the part where they're going to get beat up. But here's the question. You've seen that movie enough now.
Yeah.
You know John Malkovich?
Right.
Now, what's his move when he's going to lose with the Oreos? Is it that he plays with it, or is it that he eats it?
No, it's just that, I don't know. It's just that the Oreos are his tell, and I... I asked about your tell, and you didn't know what I was talking about. I couldn't believe it, because you'd seen
it. Oh, yeah, she said that to me in the car yesterday. She said, what's your tell? And I was like... Huh? She said, what's your tell? And I said, well, speak English. And she said,
I'm so glad you said that.
From the movie Rounders. And I mean, I know the scene she's talking about where those two mooks sit down with them when they're in Atlantic City when Matt Damon says, you know, this guy shows too much excitement.
Right.
This guy touches his nose.
Yep, exactly.
You were failing all my TV movie quizzes this weekend.
The tell, though. I thought when Matt Damon says that line, I wasn't sure what the word he was using. It's called his tell.
Because it tells what they're going to do.
Absolutely. And I didn't know what that word was, and now I know what it is. And the tell is the whatever the little quirk is or the little move. So,
but, honey, what is it?
You know what? I wasn't watching that. I don't know if when he thinks he's got a good hand, he eats his Oreos when he covers it.
At the very end, when Matt Damon is going to win, Matt Damon knows he has him when he does something with the Oreo.
Well, that's probably, since Matt Damon won that hand, I think, after only having watched that movie five times, and he knew the guy was bluffing, so he probably eats his Oreo when he bluffs.
Well, I don't think the Oreos are part of the very last scene. It's the second to last thing when he checks, and he can tell. It's when he throws the Oreos against the wall, and the tell is that he eats the Oreos in that certain way when he's got a good hand, and that's when Matt Damon trashes what would have been a very good hand, but he wouldn't have beaten John Malkovich.
Mm-hmm.
So the tell is that he twists the Oreo and he eats it in that certain way when he's got a good hand.
But yeah. And so he lets him know that's his tell by just his glance at the Oreo.
I would have to rewatch the movie again,
right?
To watch in the beginning sequence because Malkovich does that in the beginning of the movie also.
Yeah, the Oreos are in the beginning of the
movie. I'd like to see if that syncs up with that. If in the beginning of the movie, when he does that,
houses him and he beats him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd like to see what happens. That movie is just so well crafted. It really, I mean, it's really, there are not many movies that are that good. I mean,
five times wasn't enough.
I tell you, I had her on constantly all weekend. She would come in the room and go, why are you watching this? Because it's on.
How many choices you have? And you realize you have so many choices, but that is the one that you land on.
Love Rounders. Okay, love you, honey. Thank you.
All right, I'll get back to the toilet.
Well, that's good. I like hearing that. I like hearing my woman scrubbing toilets.
No, we've got to have some kind of better division of duties.
Duties. We've also had, this weekend, a rash of toilets that have been backflowing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, and...
We've got to get rid of these low-flow toilets.
Yep.
One of the worst things ever.
We've had to tell Bart now that when he goes number two, that he's instructed now... After he craps, he has to flush.
That's a courtesy flush. Anyway, it's a good habit for him to get.
He just has to flush, then do his paperwork, then flush again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I guess, was it when we were on vacation? One time he came in and he said, hey, Dad, I got to use your bathroom. I said, why? And he said, because there's something wrong with my toilet. And I went and I looked in his toilet.
Oh.
You know what? He doesn't really enjoy you talking about his toilet on the air.
Somebody had Chinese food the night before.
No, he doesn't enjoy these discussions, I don't think. But, you know, he has had to learn how to use a plunger. And it's something every washer.
No, it has nothing to do with him not flushing the toilet. It was obvious that he had flushed the toilet. It's just that... It didn't go down.
I am such a stuffer. We had this discussion one time about being a stuffer, whether you're a stuffer or not. I'm such a stuffer now with the low-flow toilet. It is pretty much routine that I will flush three times during a regular. I will do the courtesy flush. Then I will do half the paper that I use, and then I will use the rest of the paper. So it's like three flushes just to make sure with those crappy, pardon the pun, low flow toilets that you don't have a backup on your hands.
You need the black market toilets from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That's where people are getting them now.
I thought they were changing that law anyway.
There was talk of it, but then it died.
Well, listen, clean my toilets. And when you're done cleaning my toilets, do that other job that you hate. You know what she hates more than cleaning the toilet?
What's
that?
I can't think of anything worse.
She hates. There's a job that's worse.
She hates. You know, we have those motorized toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
You know how there's that
buildup of white gunk on there?
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's the worst. Like you drool when you brush.
Then also, if you have like a toothpaste with a gel product, like an Aquafresh or something, sometimes you get like a little green residue.
I had to get a knife to scrape it off, but I found out how to entertain myself while I do those two jobs, and I don't mind either one as much.
Can I give you a secret? Can I give you a secret for that?
What
you do is you buy another toothbrush, electric toothbrush, to clean the toothbrush that's got the problem.
You know what? But I find that if you really hate both jobs and you're not in a good mood, you just combine them. The work gets done twice as fast.
Oh.
And nobody's the wife.
Oh, right.
You're cleaning our toilets with the toothbrushes. I gotcha.
Not my toothbrush.
That's a very funny joke.
All right. See ya.
Goodbye, boo.
Bye. Love you.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Love you. Keep cleaning my toilets. That's good. That's good for her.
Clean it, honey.
Clean it. Scrub it, honey.
Clean it good.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, my gods?
We're doing great. You are the 100th caller.
Woohoo!
What is your name?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Davenport, Iowa.
Mike, call 100, and here you go. You've won a coffee culotta from Dunkin' Donuts. And you won 25 Durex condoms.
All right, I can use them.
Feel the love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever. Durex condoms. So you don't have to pull out. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
I'm ready.
All right, $500 online. Do you think you have a guess? Have you heard this sound before?
One other time, and that was it.
Do you think you might have a guess?
Yeah, but it's not a briefcase. I know that.
All right, good. It's not a briefcase and not a stapler.
Very good.
Play you the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
So this toilet was backed up over the weekend. I mean, I walked in, and it was like looking at a Chinese dinner floating all of the top.
And beyond.
Are in my favor.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, with little pieces of...
bamboo.
I feel like those pepper things.
Oh, yeah.
Like of the red peppers.
Oh.
Just all of it floating.
Low-flow toilets, man. It's the worst.
Horrible.
If he came into me and said, the toilet's broken, I looked at it and said, it sure is. You better go tell Mom.
Mom will fix it. She can fix anything.
Hey, what is the sound for $500?
A cassette going into an answering machine. The door closes on it.
No, but that is not a bad guess.
That's the first original guess we've gotten in a while.
Please, I have condoms.
You do not get your balls busted. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Don't forget that every guess is a clue for you. All right, Homo Joe's online. We're going to talk to Homo Joe about his butt and about his health now. Homo Joe?
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Homo Joe, we're very worried about you, my friend.
Well, there was a lot of surgery, but everything came out well, I think.
Now, Charlie Broyhill came in here a moment ago, and, you know, he was the Minister of Information. He didn't give us all the details, so what is your current condition?
Well, they removed a tumor from my stomach, which is one of the things that we had the problem with to begin with. And the frozen section said no cancer, so that's a good thing.
Oh, that's the best
that's
news in the world,
Joe. That's
in the examination, they found I have early stages of diverticulosis and a hiatal hernia.
And what?
A hiatal hernia, which is an ulceration right above the esophagus.
Right. But
is that very common?
Yeah,
that...
pretty common. Not a big deal. So with a little bit of medication and changing your diet.
Very common among who? I mean, among homos?
I guess. I guess it's from all that extra protein.
Wait, did you have the same thing, Buzz?
No, I don't. But some people have that. In fact, it's very common these days among smokers, anybody who gets any kind of bad chemical down their throat or any kind of injury that way.
a throat injury.
Buzz, you're killing me, man.
Joe might have had some bad chemicals down his throat.
Absolutely. I always thought that was all natural.
That's all natural, yes. So that's the status. So
well, that's then you're, I mean, the big scare for you was the big C, right?
Right, that was the big scare. And the rest of it, I can live with, you know. You can just diet and change and watch what you do.
You got guts, Joe. I mean, I told you that when you called us originally and told us about this. You got guts, and you called and announced on the radio that you had a tumor and told us you were going to go in and have a biopsy done. No way I'd do that.
You know, the thing is, when the doctors came to you, and what did they say about the your chances? Did they give you any idea?
He said, with my mother being, my mother died of stomach cancer, so he said there's a high probability of cancer. Yeah. That was the bad thing, but I kept thinking positive and thinking, no, it's not going to happen to me.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's great. Well, that's wonderful news.
Has this slowed down your anal sex with the Peruvian guy?
No, he's been calling and wants to get together, but I told him because I'm under recovery, it has to slow down.
That is wonderful news. I'm very happy for you.
Great.
But you know how that is. I have people calling all the time. It's like, you know, I said no. And then plus my birthday was the other day, too, so I turned a year older.
You were 29?
Yeah, 29 again.
just be careful. Don't bust your stitches.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Now, Joe, with the diverticulosis down there, you know, that's in that area.
But remember, I'm a pitcher, not a catcher.
All right.
Question answered. All right, thank you, Joe. We're just glad you're feeling better.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Sorry I missed the show on Friday because I was in their anesthesia and really out of it pretty bad.
All right. Well, glad you're okay. Glad your bung is okay.
Yes, it is. And
all right.
Tight.
Beautiful. Okay, we don't want to hear how tight your bung is.
Yeah,
all right. Goodbye, Joe.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye. There he is, everybody. Homo Joe, healthy as a horse.
Good. Put an extra stitch in for Raul.
Healthy as a homo horse with his Peruvian lover.
Maybe sometime at the Las Vegas Style Show you can show us his scar.
Hello. John and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
In Rounders.
Yes.
KGB, his tell is when he eats it. At the very beginning, he ate the cookie after he had the full house.
Okay. All right, so he eats it when he's got a good hand.
Is it that he eats the whole thing or just eats the inside?
He plain eats it. When he didn't have the good hand, he opened up the cookie, he listened to it, he opened it up, and then he put it back, and he folded his cards.
Teddy KGB. You know who the grossest guy in that movie is, though?
Who?
The grossest guy is the guy who took over Ed Norton's accounts when he was in jail.
What's his name? Well, he's got a great character name.
When they go to see him, when Ed Norton and what's his name? Matt Damon go to see him. When he's there wearing the red long underwear.
He's got the hookers running around, too.
And he kicks the dog.
Yeah,
he is so gross.
What the hell is this character's name? The character name is fantastic. I forgot what the character's name is.
Grandma.
Grandma.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right,
Mr. Friggin' Know-It-All.
Mr. Son of B.
Got all the answers. We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. The authors of the Prostate Cookbook, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right, and I know we do a national show, but I do want to talk about something that I believe is unique to the Washington, D.C. metro right now.
What would that be?
Because as we are speaking, we're having a hell of a thunderstorm.
It's storming.
It's raining, okay? It's not like the sky is not dark. There's not lightning.
No.
There's not heavy wind advisory. It's raining.
Right.
The girl just did the traffic. And she announced the people are pulling over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is something that is done just in the D.C. metro area.
Where rain totally freaks people out.
And I just got to get somebody, some idiot who's pulled their car over to the side of the road now.
You have to vent.
Call and, first I want to know, why in God's name you pull your car off when it's raining?
Right.
I mean, people in D.C. have done this during snowstorms where they pull the car up on the side of the road, and they just leave. They just leave their car.
Right.
And walk wherever they're going. I mean,
absolutely.
They leave the car on the side of the beltway. But this is a new phenomenon now that they're reporting on during our traffic report, saying, hey, on the beltway,
people are pulling their car off on the side of the road because it's raining.
The only time I could see in rain would be if the rain, and I've seen people pull off to the side of the road when it was, yes, heavy rain, but perfectly drivable with your windshield wipers on high.
Right.
I've also seen rain where the rain was coming down to certain, the traffic slowed down to absolutely nothing because you really could hardly see in front of you.
But have you ever had it rain so hard that you had to pull your car off the beltway?
One time. It was when there was a tornado warning, and there were, that doesn't count. The rain was coming down at such a velocity that literally no one could see. And you know what? That, at that point, everybody pulled off to the side, and that was legit.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why it doesn't count. Because when I said that, when I set this thing up, I said outside, the skies aren't dark. It's not lightning. There's no high wind warning.
I've seen people do it around this area when the rain is coming down. Yes, it's heavy, but people not only, and before they pull over to the side, they go like 5 miles an hour, and it's they're going to kill more people doing that.
That's right.
Than they are if they just kept up the speed. You can see it's perfectly. And this kind of rain, people pulling off to the side, it's ridiculous.
It's a pisser. And it just happens here. It's only in D.C. It's nowhere else.
You don't think it happens anywhere in the country?
No. I don't think
so. We've been in New York.
Right.
Our show's been on New York about 4 months now. We've been there some nights with hellacious rainstorms.
Right.
Awful. I mean, where the planes weren't flying out of LaGuardia.
Absolutely.
People are driving.
Right.
You know, I mean, even listen, go up to the Ugly Stepchild. Go up to Baltimore.
Right.
They don't pull off the road in Baltimore. This is a D.C. phenomenon.
I think you're right. I swear to God, I don't know. It's something about D.C. People get here and they just turn into wusses.
Amazing.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Donovan.
I'm preaching to the choir. I'm a delivery driver, and I just passed your radio station 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
There's at least 10 idiots pulled off on the Lee Highway alone.
And see, that's a two-lane road in most areas, and it's dangerous
no
to shoulder.
I mean, if you just drove by the radio station, look at it.
It's raining.
It's raining.
That's it.
It's not a vicious, awful thunderstorm.
And you know, when you pull over to the side, you know, if you slow down, fine. Of course, speed, what do they say in the book? Speed should be reasonable as to conditions.
Right.
But I mean, as you pull off, you're risking more crap happening if you do that.
It's such a stupid phenomenon, and it only happens here. Hey, it's raining. What do you say? I'm going to pull over on the side of this 8-lane death strip and wait for it to stop raining. That's a good idea, Pops.
Which is a lot more dangerous because then
yes.
You have to pull back into the death strip. And when are you going to pull back in? Well, you're going to pull back in when the rain lightens up a little bit, when everybody's going faster.
It's
right.
Stop.
Right.
I'm 10 minutes from your station. It is not raining anymore. 10 minutes from your station.
And people are still pulled over.
Oh, my God.
All right, listen, hold on. I wish I had more time. We have a guy who's actually pulled, says he's pulled
I'm
over.
I'm surprised because I got to get back to Maryland. I'm trying to, I have a wife.
Thank you. He says he's pulled over on the side of the road right now. Is it Jack?
Yeah. I pulled over. I couldn't see where I was going. It was coming down so hard.
Oh, come on. Yeah,
they're wipers?
Yeah, but, you know, even with the going real fast on high, you still couldn't see in front of you. I don't want to hit the person in front of me.
Right. Jesus Christ, this is the problem right here.
Turn your headlights on.
Well, I mean, I don't want to wreck my car and...
You might wreck your car pulling off. I mean, you probably could see enough in front of you where you could go slow and still be safe.
Well, if everybody was smart, they'd pull over, too. You can't...
Oh, no. You don't pull your car off on the side of the road. You don't pull your car off on the side of the road because it's raining.
Everybody's in a hurry.
It's a water. It's just water.
They put their lives in danger. I'm not going to...
Oh, Christ.
You're probably... You know, really, if it's not... And I mean blinding rain. And I have pulled my car off to
it's
the side of the road
rain,
and...
It's I couldn't see.
How old are you?
Please.
How old are you,
30.
Sir? 30?
What kind of a pussy are you? Jesus Christ, you're a 30-year-old man? You're afraid of a little rain?
I'm a safe one.
You're a safe one.
Yeah, yeah. Please. Go to hell.
I mean, oh, that pissed me off.
I
got another guy pulled over now. He's a guy pulled over on Route 66.
Hello, what's up, Donna Mike?
Hey, you big pussy.
What's up?
Hey, pussy.
I'm a big smelly vagina.
You are. Why did you pull your car over? It's raining.
Man, I can't even see out my window.
Oh, come on. God, this is maddening to me.
Don, I want to see you out here.
I'm in it every day. I've never pulled my car over
and
the side of the road.
I can't even see the dumb John Rocker wannabe lady up in front of me.
John Rocker?
What?
Oh, yeah, the lady can't even drive up in front of me.
Why don't you call it John Rocker?
When I was in front.
What does that have to do with John Rocker?
Oh, trust me, it's got John Rocker all up in it. I bet she was driving in these conditions in New York.
I don't know.
I don't know what
here's the guy who's pulled over the American Legion Bridge. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, pussy.
Hey, I'm no pussy.
Oh, you
the only pussy is Frida's, and that's why I pulled over, because she's jumping on me.
Oh, He's right. Now that's a, you know, I don't doubt that guy's probably pulled off to the side of the road. Now here comes another wave of it. I'm looking out the window right now, and
okay.
It's starting to
rain.
Get dark. Yes,
okay.
Start that heavy rain that these people we're talking to have stopped in is probably coming into our area right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, please turn your radio down.
Yeah, how about the guys that ride in the fast lane when it's raining so hard and they got their hazard lights on?
Oh, bingo! I want to tell you something. That pisses me off.
Now, why do the hazard lights? Because I've done the hazard lights before.
I mean, who appointed fast lane with their hazard lights on?
Who appointed you or these people?
Well, I think it's smart to put on the hazard lights if there's bad weather out there, just to let the idiots in back
know.
There's bad weather. There's bad weather.
No, it's wrong on so many levels. Your hazard lights are there when you're in trouble.
Right.
Otherwise, it's like guys who think they're policemen.
I've always wanted to be a policeman. Sure. I don't think putting hazard lights on is as bad as pulling off to the side.
No, I agree with you there.
I put them on sometimes because it's just so ridiculous that I want everybody around me to know that I'm not going 55 because it's raining so bad that I can't go 55.
Do you know what I read in the Ocean City, Maryland newspaper this weekend?
What's that?
This is a beautiful story. They gave the mayor of Ocean City a police light.
Right.
Because a couple of years ago there was a tornado warning there and they thought that he might need it.
The mayor.
So the mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
So the mayor is out driving and he sees these two motorcycles that are speeding. He pulls them over. The mayor pulls them over.
He has absolutely no legal authority to do
so. Right, and it was a big article in the paper saying that the mayor could get his head blown off.
Sure.
For goodness sakes. I mean, the mayor has no training to pull people over for
Couldn't he actually get busted himself for impersonating an officer by pulling people over? Even if he's the mayor, can't he actually, if you know, those guys that have the blue lights sometimes, the volunteer firemen that have used that before to pull people, can't he get busted for that?
Hold on. Yes, Robbie.
This is the exact same behavior of another great American, Elvis Presley.
Yes.
True. As you know, he would pull people over on Highway 51 for no reason other than to say, slow down, be careful, man.
Right. And the other thing they had about this mayor in the newspaper was that, you know, down at the inlet,
yeah,
the big parking lot down
sure.
there?
Right.
Well, they've taken out all the meters, and now they've gone to a system where there's a gate where you have to pay when you leave.
Okay.
Well, apparently, they had like 8,000 people leaving at once,
mm-hmm.
and they had a bit of a riot on their hands because nobody could get out.
Right.
Again, the mayor slaps his police light in the front of the car.
To get out of the parking lot?
No, to go in and handle the situation.
Oh, my God. So he's going a little crazy with his police light.
Trigger a happy mayor.
You know when you see those police lights in New York City? You see those ones that they stick right on the car? I mean, I've seen more. You know, maybe it's an NYPD blue thing, but I have seen more of the guys that have those little lights that they just stick up on top of their car than ever before. And I hope they're all cops.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
Listen, I just wanted to say something to all those people who do pull off the road. For the ones who stay on, it's a good thing that they get out of our way.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember me. I'm the one that called in. It was about 6 months ago when that dude jumped off the 29 overpass onto the Beltway. And you get one on your rant and rave.
You're right.
Remember this guy?
Sure, I remember this guy.
Sure.
My favorite caller of
your
all
friend.
Time.
Your friend is calling.
Yes, yeah. Yes, friend.
No, but I just want to let you know that when I was working for the state, that was a major problem. People pulling over on the side of the road, and we tried to stress to them to get off the nearest exit.
All right, thank you. Call anytime, friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing? I'm a cop, and two things. First of all, any of these guys with the lights in their cars that aren't police officers are very frightening.
Mm-hmm.
They should cause you a lot of fear, and I've actually written people tickets for driving too slowly in the left lane, and it's not a practice that's encouraged, but we should do it more often.
I mean, really, I think if a guy like the mayor is doing that, or some volunteer fireman is doing that, you are really, if you take it too far, you are really screwing with the world.
What it said in the newspaper was there were two motorcycles that were speeding on Route 50.
Right.
The mayor puts the police light in the front of his car, pulls them over, and gets on the radio and then calls the cops to come and arrest these people for speeding.
Wow. And he doesn't have jurisdiction to do that.
Of course he doesn't. They had a meeting of the city council to say, listen,
take it away from him.
The mayor is loopy. Yeah, they want to take away his light from him.
Sounds like Mayberry.
They do, because he doesn't have the right to pull anybody over.
Wouldn't it be interesting if, like, for a week we all have those blue lights?
If anybody deserves it, Mike, it's you and me.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Don't you think we'd use it responsibly?
Of course.
Yeah, we'd make how many traffic stops? Maybe 600-700 in the first week,
you'd never get to work.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, listen, I'm on the Doss Toll Road in between 66 and the American Legion Bridge. I got my gargoyle sunglasses on because it's absolutely beautiful. It's like a sun shower out here, and it looks like a 90-car pileup. There are cars all over the side of the road.
Because people have just pulled off on the Dulles Toll Road, right?
Yeah, absolutely nuts. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, I tell you, pussies. Thank you, my friend.
God, it aggravates me. I'm not even out in it.
And it aggravates me.
I know. And it doesn't look to me like the kind of rain that would justify that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm on the Beltway in a convertible. My convertible's broken.
Is it down?
I want all these people who are pulled out of the side of the road to put their car and drive, go around front and lie down in front of their cars.
Thank you. Seems to be a groundswell of emotion here.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Hey, Don.
What?
Check this out, man. On BWI Parkway, there's a bunch of pussies that keep pulling over. And understand something, it's just rain. It's
You're familiar, of course, with the Baltimore-Washington International Airport Parkway.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike on the BWI Parkway.
BWI Parkway.
Hello.
Yeah, guys?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to defend the pussies who pull over.
Oh, please, go ahead. Here's a pussy defending pussies.
Exactly. Guilty. No, but when you're on a highway and everyone's going 70 and they're kicking up the spray and you can't see, you should pull over.
No, no, you know what you should do? You should go to DMV and you should give them your driver's license back. You really should, because you're a pussy.
Female, is that what you want?
You should come down here and I could put you in a little girl's dress. Jesus Christ.
And even if you are, if you don't have the guts to stay on the road, what you should do is do what the cop just said. Pull off at the exit. Just get off the highway. I mean, but don't pull over to the side of the road, because you got to get back in the traffic flow, and you're probably going to cause more danger doing that than, if you stayed in the traffic flow and just slowed down a little bit.
If there's back spray, just increase your distance.
Well, then what if you just pull under an overpass and wait for it to
be down? Why don't you just come down here? I'll give you a box of tampons.
Chicken a little.
Okay, fair enough.
I swear to God, you pussy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I just got into Annapolis on 97. I counted 43 cars pulled over.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Some guy that's counting.
I'm telling you, this is a phenomenon that's just in the D.C. metro area.
And only one guy was legitimately pulled over.
Only one guy?
Motorcycle.
Oh, a motorcycle. I can see if you're on a motorcycle, but even the motorcycle guys.
And you know when it rains like hell,
going.
I'd like to salute the safest drivers when it really rains hard, the truckers. What is it, because they're so heavy they know that they're not going to skid or something like that, that they decide, we're going to go 80 now. We're going to take advantage of all the little small little cars.
Mike O'Bara, the trucker's friend.
Oh, man, they go like 150 miles an hour.
Look, hey, I got right now, it's raining, I'm going to kick it up to 85.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Look, the problem in D.C., and I've lived a lot of different areas, the problem here is because Clinton's here and there's much
stuff. Oh, come on. Please stop it with that crap.
Call G with that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Call Dr. Liddy.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Dr. Rush Liddy.
Hello.
I just like to tell you I like pussy.
That's very good.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Me too. Hello.
He was walking.
Don and Mike. Last call. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, this is Paul in Spokane. How you guys doing?
Hi, Paul.
Good. Hey, I think those guys are a bunch of pussies. The only time I would agree with somebody using those flashers is in a heavy fog in the wintertime or when it's dark out.
Oh, you big pussy.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No
pussy, Mike.
And the other guys that piss me off are those guys that drive around in their little sports cars with those little bright lights down below their fog lights.
If you'd like to make a call.
Right. Big pussy has to use his flashers in the fog.
Oh, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning. And totally destroyed them. You could doctor tapes.
Broadcasting under the watchful eye of Carmi, the CBS hawk. It's Don and Mike.
I just got invited to NSYNC tonight.
You gonna go?
No, hell no.
They
you said you wanted to go see that show? Or was it Boys to Men? Or was it the Backstreet Boys?
98 Degrees?
Which one? Which was the show you wanted to go see?
Okay, all right. F you, anal problem, guys. Both of you. Mr. Colostomy Bag and Mr. Diverticulitis.
You could talk about the warts, too, you know.
Not the warts are that.
Warts were never a big problem for you.
No, no, I know they are for you. You're right, I should have gone back to the warts.
Because, you know, the warts is the real open sore.
Well, you know, I am gay to like NSYNC. I am
was NSYNC, no, but seriously, was NSYNC the band you were talking about like 2 weeks ago that you wanted to go see?
Nah. Yes. And they're here tonight, and somebody from the record company just called.
And the storms have passed.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way I'm going to RFK Stadium to see NSYNC tonight.
Is that where they are?
Yeah.
At RFK. Right, I'll be there. See ya.
Thanks. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, I just wanted to call. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Bez. Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and say you were right on with this driving. I had to evacuate from the Outer Banks during Hurricane Floyd. Did not pull over once. The pussy men need to get off the road.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bearing down on you.
Category 4, you know. Hurricane Floyd.
Ooh, better put up your plywood. Gonna take out some windows. 20-foot storm surge on the way. Ooh, Floyd, bad one. Yeah. Not like that pussy Andrew.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Andy Bowie.
Yes, Andy.
All right.
Every guy waited on hold for 30 minutes to say that.
Wanted to say his name.
Where's Hello, Don and Mike show.
Are you ready for the ultimate? There are idiots pulled over, and I'm not lying to you. On the Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
That's so, and that's like screwing everybody else. You at least you crawl. If you have to crawl on your hands and knees, you get across that bridge.
Do not stop on a bridge,
especially that bridge.
This has to be the absolute worst driving experience in my entire 31 years of existence, and I hope to God everyone realizes that I have a life, and I would like to get home tonight, but I never will.
All right, thank you, my friend. Might not compare to those people that were headed down to the beach yesterday, or even coming back from the beach yesterday.
With the iHeart on the Bay Bridge?
That was absolutely, you know, when you saw the kids like rollerblading, because the backup was so long. I mean, that looked like the worst thing ever at that bridge, and that bridge has had some incredible backups.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, you big-headed, wart-wearing bastard.
Hey, you big moron.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't really have one ready for
him. I could tell. Hey, Don.
What?
Them pussies pulled over on the side of the road. Don't even come close to NSYNC. Are you kidding me?
You know what I think? I think that it de-pussifies me because I told everybody that I like NSYNC. I think I would be a bigger pussy if I liked NSYNC but kept it my queer little secret.
You ever get pulled over or thrown in the slammer, you bring your little NSYNC CD on with the boys, and I'll tell you, you'd be the most popular guy in the old brick house.
All right, you little mouth-breathing, no-wiping, big forehead, gap-toothed dolt.
Mookie!
There you go, I get rid of him. Bye-bye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hi, and incidentally, this is the guy who asked me to go to NSYNC with him tonight.
Uh-huh. Sam Huff, this is Sam Huff. You and Sam.
Day, you know, I was on my way there now in that storm, and I was driving 90 miles an hour down I-66.
Yeah, Sam, I'm sorry. I can't join you for the concert tonight. I got to go home and watch Big Brother.
But, you know, there's going to be an announcement on the PA that says we'd like to welcome Sam Huff, the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL.
Do you think the boys from NSYNC will bring you up on stage with them tonight?
No, from what I've been told, I'm going to come up on the short end of the stick.
That was a beautifully formatted call.
Perfect.
That truly was. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I was hoping you could call that record exec back and get me the tickets for NSYNC.
I'm just picturing you.
Creamy.
I'm picturing you at any concert with Sam Huff, and it's making me laugh right now. Just you and Sam, side by side. Clap your hands, hold up lighters.
Is that really so hard to picture, Mike? Two good friends enjoying some tunes together?
Not at all.
That's
not
one Timberlake.
Bit. What?
Justin Timberlake, he's dreamy.
What?
What?
NSYNC.
Yeah, what about NSYNC?
Don't you even know the members?
No.
There's Justin, there's Joey, there's Lance, and there's two other guys, but they're the hot ones.
Are you calling from the side of the road where your car's pulled over right now?
Not exactly.
I think you're a pussy. Seriously. I mean, I might be a fag because I like the music, but I don't know the names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good reception that we're getting from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge.
Hello, Mike show.
Hello, Dawn?
Yeah.
It's the Stallion. How you doing?
The Stallion calling.
Dawn, it's me, the Stallion.
Bingo, baby.
Come on, nobody gets that except us.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi,
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
This is Chris calling from Anchorage, Alaska. I was calling to tell you guys, you got a pussy drivers down there. I don't slow down whether it's raining or snowing, and you're right. When it's raining, big rigs like to go faster, the so-called little pussy cars.
There's a truck driver from Alaska?
Yeah.
And you guys don't slow down for anything, do you?
No, man, it'll be snowing like you can't even see past the hood of your truck. Who gives a crap, man? I got money to make.
Right. That's right. What's that mean? So you end up at the bottom of, like, a mountain.
All right, I just wanted to pass that on about all the pussy drivers. It pissed me off when people do that, come up from the lower 48 or whatever, and don't know how to drive, so.
Mike, just remember, whatever you are enjoying right now, you wouldn't enjoy it if it wasn't for truckers, because everything you own was brought to you by a truck.
By a truck. I remember that every time. Every single time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
I really like the truckers. Mike really doesn't like the truckers.
Oh, come on now. Let's not go crazy.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Harry Potter, and I'm stuck on the freeway.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Are you going to wear a sundress while you listen to that music?
This is another reference to NSYNC, I guess.
Yes.
I think you've made it very clear that you are not attending the concert.
No.
No, but when you listen to the music, do you wear a sundress?
Yes, and I finger myself.
Oh, wow.
Man. Cool.
Ever the whole fist?
Only on a slow song.
Oh, man, this is not the cleanest sundress I've ever seen.
You see, I am very secure in my masculinity, for I can tell you that I like faggy songs by NSYNC.
I think that both of us are very secure in our masculinity. I think we have been... No, I don't think there are two disc jockeys in the country that have been accused of being fags more than you and I. It happens on a daily basis.
We get called fag or pussy every day.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's the big three are fat, fag,
right,
and pussy.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, this is sad. This is from the Dennis Murphy Christmas album. Somebody just enjoying a little Christmas in July.
That's a good call, Mike. I had no idea what that was.
Radion Virgin. Nobody thinks it like Dennis does.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Right in the middle of this storm now, driving down the road, there's every quarter mile there's someone. You can hear the pulled over. You can hear the rain hitting the windshield. Hear it? It's raining hard.
Yeah, no, you know what I hear? I hear you going like this.
John.
Yes.
How many accidents have you had?
Does that mean that he was mad at you because he really was in rain? Are you really in a rainstorm?
Oh, hell yeah. Listen to it.
And what does the amount of accidents I've had have to do with anything?
Can't hear that?
He's not listening. He's just not listening.
I'm listening now. I wanted to hold it up to the windshield. It's coming down really hard. There's
well,
like,
good then. Pull your car over here into the pussy lane.
I can't find a parking space.
Okay.
But listen, how many accidents have you had, Don?
What does that have to do with anything?
God, safe driver versus bad driver. How many accidents?
Okay. How about idiot versus supreme knowledge winner?
Winner, winner.
Can you count him on two hands?
This is just a guy that's bitter.
Listen,
he's angry.
I want to tell you something. First off, again, you know how you know about the fact that I've been involved in accidents? Because I tell
both
you.
Both hands and both feet.
Because I tell you. Mm-hmm. I'm secure enough to tell you I've been in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
I'm secure enough to tell you I listen to NSYNC. You wouldn't know any of this crap if I didn't tell you. And furthermore, my insurance that I pay to drive, I'm positive it's more than you make in an entire year.
Oh.
You asswipe.
Boy, I tell you, what are you, telepathic or what?
He knows. Yes, he knows.
How many accidents have you had, though, seriously?
Seriously?
Had
what in my life? I don't know, 10?
10?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is there delay? Why is there like this? Is it because of this man's cranial capacity?
Yeah, because this guy's a douchebag.
I mean, that is really irritating.
I'm just thinking about how dangerous of a driver he is.
No, what you're thinking, the thinking you're doing is taking like too long and it's slowing down the show because it takes you 8 seconds to process what he says.
I'll try to keep up pace with the show, okay?
You can't do it, sir. You're not capable. You're not qualified.
I tell you what, the only person I'd be dangerous driving around is you because I swear I would run your ass over.
Isn't that a great...
You are a worthless ball of water.
Hey, Mike.
Isn't that a great fantasy, too? You know, when you really... maybe we're the only ones that do it, but when you're driving and you get somebody who's really being a jerk on the road, and you have that fantasy... maybe I shouldn't even say this. That fantasy of really sacrificing your vehicle and just doing what they do in the movies sometimes, where you turn the wheel hard to the left at a particularly crucial moment, sending them down the ravine.
An indestructible car. That would be great.
I've always thought about that. You know, I've always said, boy, this is too nice a car. I wish I had a more junky car so I could actually just turn it left like this.
Hey, Don, do you consider yourself a good driver?
Yes. You know what else I consider myself?
Really?
I consider myself to be an honest person.
Mike.
A person who's
Don
honest,
is a good driver.
Who can talk honestly about his faults, unlike you.
Mike.
I don't want to talk to you. You're picking on my partner. I don't want to. Did you hear me? I don't want to talk to you.
Listen, anytime you want to get it on, you come on down here to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. Anytime you want to put your life out on the line... Of course, you'd never have the balls to tell us about any mistakes you've made in your life or any boners you've pulled. But anytime you want to, come on down.
You think you're hot crap, don't you?
I am. I'm hotter crap than you are, you piece of garbage.
You're a great disc jockey, or not disc jockey, you're a great entertainer. But aside from that, I think you're probably the worst driver on the road. You're egotistical.
You have never...
Full of it.
You have never even seen me drive a car. You're basing that opinion...
About you driving. Mike said, quote, unquote, he's a horrible driver. I was scared crapless a couple times. And how many accidents? Jeez, I mean, what kind of insurance rates do you have?
Again,
insurance?
I pay more in insurance...
You pay more insurance than
you make in an entire year. And I'm guessing that you only make about $5,000 a year.
Oh, gosh.
Did you have a bad day, sir? Did you have a bad day?
Listen,
did the boss chew you out today again?
I'm better than you in every possible way. Better looking, more successful, better driver.
Yeah, and you don't forget, you weigh a hell of a lot more than I do.
Why don't you come on down here? You know what?
Hey,
I'd love one time for one of you pussies to come down here. But you won't. You're a big man calling up on anonymous on the radio on your car phone.
A brief scenario, I come down there and then you call security, right?
No, a brief scenario. You come down here, you sign a waiver, I punch your face. listen, pussy. Like everything in my life, it's an open book, unlike you.
My hand is shaking so much I can barely...
No, your hand's not shaking. You're totally anonymous, sir. Nobody knows who you are.
Yes, what is your name?
That's the advantage you have.
What is your name?
John.
John what?
John.
Yeah, see? Total anonymity, sir. It's nice, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It's easy to hide behind the telephone, son.
Well, I mean, what about... all the time.
You know something? We didn't hear you because we were talking over you, and I found that to be the best part of this phone call.
That's real mature for you.
Real mature, yeah. Mature.
Anytime you want, you come on down, you find me. You sign a waiver that says you won't sue me. I swear to God, I'll beat your ass.
Why?
Why? Because you're attacking me, because you're calling me and attacking me.
I'm calling you a bad driver.
No, you're attacking in many different areas, sir. You are in full attack mode.
And I'm saying I don't have to take crap like that from douchebags like you. So if you're really a big man and you're really so much better than me, come on down.
You guys have a great program. You're great energy.
Oh, I hate it. You know, it's so disingenuous.
You
say that, it's so disingenuous. I don't want to listen to that. You don't do that. You don't call like that. And, you know, when we're here, we're trying to make a living. You don't call like that and then lay that crap on us. Because it's totally disingenuous.
Listen, you called to be a ball buster. No. You do not have what it takes to do what we do.
I never said I did.
You are not qualified to bust balls. You're a ball bustee.
Let me see. Can you talk over me anymore?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You are a ball bustee. You're a person who in life will have his balls taken, grabbed, and squeezed until they're the size of raisins. That's your lot in life. Face it.
I bet you take Prozac. I bet you you do.
I happen to like Prozac. What's wrong with Prozac?
That you need chemicals in your body to exist?
No, I didn't say that I take them. I said I happen to like Prozac.
Listen, for the last time, because I'm tired of wasting time with you, anytime you want to come down, but I know you won't because you're like all the guys that just get a big boner for calling this show and thinking you get me all riled up.
About now you hang up on me? Is that it?
No, you want to stay on longer?
No, I don't want to stay on the... I don't care about the radio.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, you wouldn't call. You're part of the active listeners.
But what guys like you don't get...
Goodbye. Watch this. Bye.
I hope you were all entertained by that little segment. That's why we keep those people on the radio.
Of course we do.
Absolutely. Because you wrote us. We asked you what you liked. You said you liked a-holes calling and trying to bust our chops. You said you liked that very much, so we keep them on for you.
If you're having problems receiving the a-holes who call the Don and Mike Show, call our business line and ask for Smokey Rivers.
We asked you, and we gave it to you.
Please. I'm on. Of course. I love that. I love sparring with the doofuses.
Absolutely. It's festive.
Sure. Makes
like
my night.
It's like a palate cleanser.
Makes my night. Guy calls, wants to F in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, no, but wait, you guys are great. You do great shows. You're great entertainers.
You know, of all the things that are said in a segment like that, you know, whether you're being attacked or I'm being attacked, when they call after that and then they say, I just love what you do, it just drives. That makes me angrier than anything else.
Okay, here we go. Love this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, Don?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, I just wanted to call and tell you just to cool out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Don't let these people get on your nerves.
Okay, can I just tell everybody, can I pull back the curtain for just a second?
Please, go ahead.
Can I just tell everybody out there listening, and it really pains me that so many of you people are so stupid that you don't get this. We're doing a show. Hello? Do you get me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're doing a show. Okay?
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I got you, dude.
Do you understand that there's a button, and any time on that button, any time at all, he can push the button and hang up. Or hit the delay, and that person is gone. Oh. Even if that person decides he wants to, you know, the first 10 seconds, he can make that call and push that button.
Right, we're doing a show.
That man is left on the air by choice.
It's an argument. I will let you in on the secret.
All right.
I'm not really mad at that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Man.
We have 4.5 hours a day to fill on a radio show. There's a certain... The percentage of the audience that enjoys hearing a good argument.
Absolutely loves it.
I don't mind arguing.
Okay.
Just like I don't mind talking about how I like NSYNC because I know that will get more people to call up and tell me I'm a pussy. I don't mind saying I've been in 10 car accidents.
All right, Chief.
It's a show, man.
I understand, Doc.
It's a show.
Hey, you do a great job at it.
Okay.
Both, guys.
But you piss me off! You really do! I'm not kidding now! God damn it! See? I'm just kidding right there.
Yeah. Oh, dude, because you was breaking my heart.
No, his blood pressure.
Come on. Hey, gentlemen.
Please, sir, I'm an actor! I'm an actor!
Have a good boy. Jesus Christ. He was concerned about you, I think.
Yeah, you really were pissed off at that guy.
No, that guy, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
so was I.
It's time now to go to the very mild-mannered Buzz Burbank.
Yes. Hey, cool out, man.
Hey, F you.
Yeah, right. Take a chill pill, Don.
Hey, relax.
Hey, man, come on. You let that guy get under your skin.
Everybody gets under our skin. It's a pressure cooker in here.
Gee, do you think? Gosh, gee, that might translate to some good ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, what is your lead story today? Oh, Buzz, I forgot this.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
What are you making up for us tonight, Buzzy?
Tonight, the Pope versus gay pride.
All right, stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned for news and comments.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
On the Mike Show. That was very...
Chill out, professional.
This is the Don and Mike.
What's the word from Planet Crapper?
Constantly pursuing the split-faced hair shark, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here we are, ready for news now with Buzz. And the the Buzzcast tonight, brought to you by Budweiser. Pick up Bud or Bud Light. Win great prizes instantly. Everybody, visit Budweiser.com for details. Now here is beer drinker Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Nobody ever really sees the Pope get angry very often, but he was clearly angry yesterday as Pope John Paul II tore into gay pride. Tens of thousands of people marched in an international gay pride parade in Rome over the weekend. Afterward, from his balcony over St. Peter's Square, the pontiff said the week-long festival was offensive to Christians. And he went on to say that homosexual lovemaking is contrary to natural law.
Everyone.
An Italian gay activist answered by saying, and I quote, "The true offense is homophobia and anti-gay prejudice fed by the Vatican hierarchy." There he is now, I think.
Well, first I want to say something. I have nothing against fags. What they do, many times it amuses me. And to show you, Buzz,
yes,
that once again you have the story wrong.
Oh, I do.
I'm going to bring a man in. Hell, not a man. A little boy who I recently met. And I want to show you how lenient I really am.
Okay.
All right. Hello. It is little Harry Potter.
I'm Harry Potter.
Harry.
Hi, Your Holiness. Good to see you once again. How are you?
Give me a kiss, Harry.
Mwah. There you go. Wow.
See that?
I have no idea.
How about that?
I am kissing a 12-year-old boy.
Yes, but it's not any of that hanky-panky kissing.
Oh, it's not.
It's purely something else. Okay. I'm not sure what the hell it is.
Simply two men kissing.
Uh-huh.
To show how happy I am.
I'm not a man, I'm a boy.
Yeah, you're just human.
You better be careful. I'll turn you into a toad. Because I'm a wizard.
And I'm the Pope.
And you're made out of flesh and bones.
The man.
Just a man.
Yeah.
Flesh and bone.
Boy, I sure do like that robe.
Do you like my hat?
It's pretty. It's very, very pretty.
And I like your big round glasses, Harry.
You've read all the Harry Potter books, haven't you, Your Holiness?
Oh, I read them in the bathtub, Harry.
Fantastic. I'll send you another free copy.
Buzz?
Yes?
Part of your story is right.
Yes, Your Holiness?
I did stick my head out the window yesterday and say that stuff, right?
Right.
But you know I don't mean it.
I hope not.
I don't mean it.
I hope not.
I was just talking to Homo Joe a few moments ago.
Oh, good.
Glad to see his tumor wasn't cancerous.
He simply has diverticuli.
Yeah, that's no big problem. You just gotta watch your diet.
And the hernia.
A hiatal hernia.
Ouch.
Up in his throat.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
Ouch.
That's a pain.
Harry.
Yeah?
You're the oldest looking 12-year-old boy I've ever seen.
Strange things happen. People say I look 80 years old, Your Holiness.
You know who you look like?
Who's that?
That dude who was on Dragnet.
Oh, yeah, you mean Harry Morgan.
And the dude who was on MASH.
Colonel Potter, I don't understand the coincidence, but I'm a wizard now, and I'm a 12-year-old boy.
Harry Potter, you know, was a fag on MASH.
Who?
That Radar O'Reilly.
You're right about that. Gayer than they come.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, and I know that because I'm a wizard. So we're all here, Harry Potter, the Pope, Buzz.
How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you, Buzz?
I'm well, thank you.
Fantastic.
The Pope did tone down his remarks later by telling the faithful never to be cruel to gays.
Don't be cruel to gays.
And to treat them with respect, compassion,
atta
and delicacy.
Boy. Yeah.
Because in his words, it's a disorder.
Oh.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, come on, you're taking them out of context.
Oh, I was thinking about a food order I had made.
Oh, there you go.
And I said, that's not the order. This is the order I want.
I get it.
I said I had anchovies on my pizza.
Mm-hmm. This is the order.
This is the order.
These nuts.
Come on, let's go back.
Okay.
Let's go back and watch some nice TV, Harry.
Attaboy, Pope. Pleasure doing business with you. We'll see you later, Buzz.
See ya. In Columbus, Ohio.
Bye,
Harry.
Bye.
In Columbus, Ohio, a minister in Ohio has canceled a wedding at his church after learning that the couple is interracial. She's white, he's African-American.
Rob Spiewak, the minister?
The Reverend Donald Ellis won't explain the cancellation. He will only say, this is my church, The couple has since found another church nearby where they can have the ceremony.
Donald, Reverend Donald Spiewak.
Well, whether they win the $1 million or not, the folks on the Survivor Island may have come home to good money. Columnist Cindy Adams says five of the survivors have already signed...
Yeah, where's the cow sound effect? That for Cindy Adams.
Oh, what a pretty cow. Five survivors have already signed with an agent, and that a sixth is ready to sign.
There's Cindy Adams now.
Hey.
It's always such a choice. Cindy Adams, Liz Smith. Cindy Adams, Liz Smith.
Hot eight.
Easy.
If you want a real threesome, Adam and Jeannie Most from CNN.
Oh, man. Me.
So horny.
Colleen, Jenna, Susan the truck driver, Jervis, and Joel have all signed talent deals. Adams, Cindy Adams says the Islanders may get endorsement deals for the very products they've been having to do without, including deodorant, soap, and toilet paper.
You throw in Abigail Van Buren and Ann Landers. It is a real...
Put them in the hot tub.
Hold on, Buzz. Got to do this. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good. And I wasn't sure it was the real Paige Elliott or not.
We'll have to find out.
We'd love to interview her.
Hey, wouldn't it be great to have her come back with strip trivia? Oh.
Jim Elliott's daughter playing strip trivia?
Hey, let's bury that. Come on.
I can understand trying to generate publicity if you're struggling to be number one, but if you're already clearly number one and have been for a while, I don't know why you'd want to do anything extra.
Well, you want to perpetuate it, but
well, sure, I guess so.
I mean, Madonna did that better than anybody. When she was hot, she would always come up with something where she was in the news. It wouldn't have to be bad or good. It would just be keeping your name out front. That's what it's all about. She loved to shock us.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor is a bona fide hit. Big Brother, not so much, at least not at the moment. Sure, it began with big ratings last week when it premiered right after Survivor, but Big Brother's numbers have worn away since then. 22.5 million watched Wednesday, 6.5 million watched on Saturday.
So the tactical mistake was that in the first hour episode, coming on the heels of Survivor, anybody who was going to watch that show already knew the premise.
Right.
There was no need to waste an hour showing us about the two-way mirrors
and Ian O'Malley.
All the other junk, right? The guy Mike hates.
I understand the real reason they did that was to buy them another 24 hours because they said they didn't have enough clips assembled from the group's first day in the house
to put
together any kind of a decent show.
You should have put them in the house a couple of days earlier.
Exactly.
I watched the show on Friday, and I watched the recap on Saturday.
Right.
It's damn good.
Mm-hmm.
The 41-year-old woman announced that she's leaving her husband.
Pretty good
stuff. That he's never really loved her.
Yeah.
That he didn't want her to come on the show because his friends would find out what a piece of trash he is.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to watch it tonight. It's on in the King of Queens time slot tonight at 8 o'clock.
Do you think there's a chance that it can bounce back, though? Because usually when they go down the toilet early, it's tough to bounce back.
CBS says this is the same pattern the show established in Europe, where it started off big, then it faded off, and then a couple of weeks into it, when people started getting voted out of the house, when controversy started to build up, like the one Don just described, that then people begin tuning back in again, and mostly thanks to word of mouth, the ratings go back up.
Yeah, you've got to watch a show like that. It's just like the real world.
It's fun.
You've got to watch the real world so you get to know the people. That you like and that you don't like, and you know about the personalities.
Yeah, I think the show's still going to be a hit.
In the meantime, what the show is doing for CBS is bringing in younger viewers, something the iNetwork really needs since it skews much older than the other networks.
Well, I won't be able to watch it tonight because I'm going to see The Patriot. I've always wanted to see that film. I'm going to see The Patriot.
More about that in a minute
because I'm patriotic.
But some of us were watching Big Brother, the U.S. government may be listening to your phone calls and reading your email. A British intelligence expert says a satellite program called Echelon, run by our super-secret National Security Agency, is intercepting 1 billion calls, faxes, and emails every hour. He says the program was developed by English-speaking countries, including Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And now several European countries, including our NATO allies, are starting to object, and object loudly. The U.S. government denies all this.
They're all lying. They're going to read their thoughts and their emails.
After their concerts were canceled in New York and D.C., Diana Ross and the Supremes are ending their tour. Actually, concert promoters are ending it for them for the same reason. That's too great. Same reason the D.C. and Big Apple shows were scratched. Very, very slow ticket sales.
That's so funny. Diana Ross is such a queen bitch.
Yeah.
If she just would have let Mary Wilson come out,
absolutely,
people would have gone to see him.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And whoever the third one is who replaced the one who's dead.
Cindy Birdsong.
Right.
Is the other one who wasn't on tour, and people were being asked in some cases to pay up to $250 a seat to see this show without Cindy Birdsong and Mary Wilson. Diana Ross, the aforementioned QB, says she's severely disappointed that the tour is being canceled.
You know, for Mary Wilson, seriously, it sounds like a pretty significant payback.
I think
for
so.
A lot of that.
That'll be satisfying.
I would think they're probably going to have to go back to Mary Wilson, say, we're going to give you the money you should have gotten all along.
Right.
Please come back, and we're going to try to pull this tour back together.
You think, I think that probably could work.
I bet it would. But otherwise, this goes down in history.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gigantic embarrassment.
Sure.
I mean, they didn't even come close to selling out in Detroit.
Right.
I mean, wow. That's where Motown is right. Detroit.
It's incredible. The Wayans brothers have got to be celebrating today. Their Scary Movie opened at number one over the weekend, earning $42.5 million. That's a bigger opening than The Perfect Storm and second only this summer to Mission Impossible 2. The Perfect Storm was second over the weekend with another $27 million. The Patriot was third with $15.5 million. Disney's The Kid was fourth with $12.5 million. Chicken Run was fifth, followed by Me, Myself, and Irene, Shaft, Big Mama's House, Rocky and Bullwinkle, and Gone in 60 Seconds.
Wish you paused on Chicken Run a little bit more, Buzz.
Chicken Run.
Nice big supporter, that movie.
It's claymation, you know.
I think about everybody has agreed that the movie The Kid is a piece of garbage.
Yeah. Yep.
I read today in Larry King's column, I have a bit part in the new movie, The Kid.
Yeah, shocker.
Okay. So I cannot be called an objective observer. But if you don't love this movie, I have serious doubts about your health.
Oh, God.
Oh, Larry. The story is wonderful. And Bruce Willis is, to put it simply, at the top of his game.
Mm-hmm.
He's become a great film star, holding you every minute he's on the screen and making you totally believe the character he's playing.
If you want to know what Larry is in the movie, the kid goes down to a pond and he's catching frogs. And Larry sits on a lily pad and just sitting there with his shoulders slumped.
You know what it is? They're coming up with meetings for this movie. And all the executives are looking at this and going, Jesus Christ. We got the stinker of all time here. They go, well, listen, let's call Larry King and give Larry King a cameo. Because after the movie dies the first weekend,
right.
At least we know we'll get a free ad in USA Today and he'll mention it on his CNN TV show.
Free publicity. This is a great movie because I'm in it. You know, you could go back over
all the movies he's been in.
He gives a rave to every movie he's ever been in.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Movie maker Spike Lee says Mel Gibson's new movie, The Patriot, is a complete whitewashing of history and blatant American Hollywood propaganda.
And I wish Spike Lee would just worry about making some decent movies without yelling about everything else.
It'd be nice, but he may have a point here. Spike saw the movie and says he had to keep himself from shouting at the screen, where are the slaves? Who's picking the cotton? Where are the Native Americans? Did John Wayne wipe them out already? The producers of the movie admit they did a little historical sanitizing. The British, many British journalists, for example, are demanding an apology from the United States for the movie The Patriot.
Oh, yeah!
Because of the inaccuracies, and the movie hasn't even opened.
Oh, well, I'm psyched that the British are asking for an apology. Now I'm looking forward to it.
All I know is that Spike Lee should work more on making a movie that really people will enjoy before he screams about every other movie that's out there.
You do hear a lot from Spike Lee. You really do.
He's very opinionated. I mean, I saw Son of Sam, okay?
Mm-hmm.
2.5 hours long.
Yeah, that's on pay-per-view now.
Yeah, not a lot. No, it's down just to basic cable now.
Oh, is it really?
I think it's on
Oh, that's
core.
Right, absolutely.
One of those channels.
Mm-hmm. Last time we left Mike Myers, he was being sued by Universal Pictures for walking out on the Dieter movie because he didn't think the script was good enough. Now, Myers is suing Universal, accusing, among other things, assault, invasion of privacy, and fraud. We don't know the details of these charges, but we hear it has something to do with the way the movie studio served the papers on Myers when they sued him. I can't wait to hear the rest of that.
Time out there, Buzzy. We will be right. We'll be right back.
Don and Mike.
There we do. News Tonight with Buzz is brought to you by Budweiser. Pick up Bud or Bud Light.
Just looking at the warts on your hand. There it is.
Pick up Bud or Bud Light. Win great prizes instantly. Visit Budweiser.com. For details.
I'm not going to go to that lady either, that doctor, tomorrow.
Why not?
Just want to let her know that. I think that's the courtesy that I'll extend to her. I didn't care for the no game
No pain, no gain coming.
Okay.
I mean, from a doctor, don't dig that. Sorry. I mean, you know, even if she was joking on the radio, I'm not, I love you. Thanks a lot for coming down. Thanks for calling, but I'm not doing it.
And before we get back to news with Buzz Weiser, we do have, I believe, our first ever call from Tucson, Arizona.
Wow.
We were on, I guess, the biggest piece of garbage radio station in Tucson.
Sure.
Which is why they picked us up. Last ditch attempt.
Good.
To get some numbers. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill from Tucson. Right.
Just moved out from D.C. And just want to let you know the signal was coming through. And, I'm trying to get the word out, so.
Right, sounds good.
We enjoy having you here.
It's sounding good in Tucson?
Yeah, it sounds great. Although, I don't have 4 hours to listen today because you're on a tape delay. Can you tell me what happened on the show today?
Oh, please. Goodbye, Bill. Come on. Goodbye. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. If you're a woman who wants to make the big bucks in the movie business, go lesbian, or at least bisexual. A new study from the University of Maryland says actresses like Anne Heche, Angelina Jolie, and Drew Barrymore are rising higher and faster than other female stars. The study says that may be because they're not preoccupied with marriage or children. Excluding Julia Roberts, straight female stars average about $6 million a picture. It's about $8 million for the lesbian and bisexual female stars.
Well, is there proof that the other girls are bisexual? I mean, we know that Anne Heche is a lesbo.
But Jolie just married Billy Bob and...
What's-her-name was going out with Tom Green.
Yeah.
You know, the dirty one, Drew Barrymore.
Absolutely. I thought they were just perfectly heterosexual.
Both are on the record as publicly saying that they enjoy other women.
Really?
They've both come out about that.
Yeah. I wonder if Billy Bob and Tom Green, you know, have those women brought into the bed.
And now Laura Dern, formerly of Billy Bob, says she is interested in women. Brooke Shields.
Well, they're no surprise they were at Laura Dern. Yeah. I mean, take a good look at them.
The list is growing of female actresses who say they're at least bisexual, and this University of Maryland study may explain why.
Cool.
The guy who wrote the screenplay for Basic Instinct says Sharon Stone was so manipulative and so hated by the crew that they urinated in her bathtub.
Oh.
In that book, Joe Esterhaus says Sharon Stone learned about power on the casting couch. He says one of her former agents told him, put Sharon in the room alone with the director and she'll close the deal. But Esterhaus also calls Sharon Stone the greatest American sex symbol since Marilyn Monroe. Sharon Stone's answer to all this, I think it's hilarious. I knew he was funny, but I didn't know he could write comedy.
Nice push.
The state of Maryland has its first road rocket. Road Rocket Roundup is the name of the state's new crackdown on speeding motorcyclists.
Road Rocket Roundup. Come on. We're going to start. Hey, everybody, get in your cars. We're going to start the Road Rocket Roundup. Right on.
The first guy got nailed on Friday. 20-year-old Gord Martin was clocked doing 106 miles an hour on I-270.
Just sign right here, sir. You're the first arrest during Road Rocket Roundup.
Slow that hole down.
Sorry about that. Now, if you want to protest this, we'll see you in court. Here's a free cram kit.
They threw the book at him. Speeding, failing to display a license, failing to display a registration card, driving a motorcycle without the proper license, and driving while wearing headphones.
But here's your free Orioles cap.
Go O's! His fine over $500.
Oh, no.
Well, at least they're honest. The Missouri Highway Department's putting up signs this summer that say, road work ahead, prepare to be annoyed. Using big flashing lighted signs, officials say they hoped a little honesty and a little humor would help avoid some road rage.
You know, when I was coming back to the beach today, I noticed something. Mm-hmm. And it happens all the time, and it pisses me off. Mm-hmm. When there's a sign, it's like 5 miles before the road work starts, and it says, two right lanes closed ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is, like everybody, like lemmings, we start moving in the left-hand lane, even before you see the barrels in the road. And then when you finally get to where the construction is, it's on the other side.
That sucks.
No, that's not and then bad. It happens all the time where they put up a sign that says, two right lanes closed ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So you get in the left-hand lane, and then when you get up to where the big flashing arrow is,
right,
the construction's in the left-hand lane instead of in the right-hand lane.
That's BS.
Spooky.
It is.
They don't do that during Red Rocket Roundup.
Good news for Mike on his train trips to New York. Amtrak's now offering a service guarantee. If a passenger is unhappy with their trip for any reason, the company gives them their next ride of equal value or less
free.
Well, I know that I haven't taken my ride yet, but I'm not satisfied.
Any reason at all, effective immediately.
They said, I read the article, and they said that they're going to crack down on frequent complainers. So I wonder how long before they crack down on me. Excuse me, this is not the best microwave sandwich I've ever eaten.
Amtrak says it has offered this same guarantee for the past 3 years on its Starlight trip from Los Angeles to Seattle, and in all that time, only one person, they say, asked for a voucher. Well, you can put it to the test because we are going back to New York this week. Hallelujah.
You know, I'd never complain, though, because I like all those people. And because you do it regularly, I'm not kidding you. I see the same conductors,
yep.
The same food car people, and I see them every single week. If it was anything different, maybe I'd complain. But it's not like, you know, airplanes where they rotate the flight crews. You got guys who have been on there since 1950.
Howdy. All right. Thank you. Buzz, thank you for news and comments. And there's the show, Tappy Touchstone. Time for a call 100 right. Right now.
Right now.
Right now. And a prize package we've selected especially for you. Be the 100th caller. And good luck. 877-365-3636.
This is the story of outrageous, if you please. The Don and Mike Show.
Later this week, we're going to have the Libertarian candidate for president on this show.
Yeah. Harry Brown.
Yeah.
Harry Brown right now.
We can't get the other guys, so we're taking him. Also on the show this week, we just booked an interview with Dirk, who was the guy kicked off the island 2 weeks ago.
Ah, very good. Looking forward to
it. Okay, so that'll be our first chance to talk to someone who was on the island to try to pry some stuff out of them. And tomorrow, our friend Leah Remedy from King of Queens is going to be on Say What MTV Karaoke.
Oh.
So I think we're going to probably get a TV in here,
good.
Watch her, and then call her and give her some instant feedback.
I like that.
Now again, here is Guy Burdley, brought to you by Budweiser.
In sports, Michael Irvin is officially announcing his retirement. A spinal injury ended Irvin's 1999 football season with the Dallas Cowboys, and now it's forced the receiver to retire.
Well, man, it always happens to the nice guys.
Irvin, along with Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith, led Dallas to 3 Super Bowl championships in 4 years.
I'm going to miss those big fur coats.
I know. And the hats.
Sammy Sosa says he wants to remain a Chicago Cub, at least for now. His agents have informed the team he would block any trade plans, which keeps him in Wrigley Field through the end of the 2001 season. After that, he's a free agent.
Oh, boy.
The Red Sox are not going to get
him. I know, but that's the end of the fantasy.
And the Red Sox suck anyway.
Yes, they do.
Haven't they lost like 10 of their last 12 games or something ridiculous like that?
Yes, they did very well against the Minnesota Twins and then lost two out of three to Atlanta.
Right.
More records are falling for the Williams sisters at Wimbledon. Sisters
Williams?
Venus and Serena teamed up to win the women's singles.
Let's give the trophy to Williams!
First time that's ever happened. The sisters say they're really greedy in trying to win every tennis title they can. Venus won the singles crown.
I'm all for those girls. I think that they're fantastic. They made the women's tennis much more exciting than men's tennis.
They were the big story.
But you know, I could do without their old man and his homemade sign in the stands.
Right.
Did you see on TV yesterday? Right. He had a sign that said something like, "It's Venus's party and no one else is invited."
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I'm there and my mom and dad are there, I don't want my mom and dad holding the sign like a stupid football player's fans would on TV.
And I could do without Bud Collins. Forever.
Yes, absolutely.
Bud Collins ought to be wearing like one of those skipper's hats, you know? Always just sitting there with his pink shirt. I'm Bud Collins.
And the other thing that was weird was that Pete Sampras finally won in front of his parents.
Right. Which was very cool.
Yeah, except I also wondered this. He's won like 12 other Grand Slam tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
They've never been to see him play before.
I was wondering the same thing. And I was saying, well, is it that they can't afford to travel or they don't want to travel?
How could
they
can't afford to travel?
He gives them the money.
Right, he's the rich guy. And
I was wondering the exact same
thing.
They
didn't even have good seats. Did you notice that when his match was over, he had to jump over the fence and jump into the crowd and start climbing through the seats.
And the only other time they saw him was at the U.S. Open when he lost. And it was very weird. I was wondering the same thing.
His parents just never go to see him play.
So he has to crawl all the way up there. And it was a special moment when he did that. And how about that fiance, though?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
H.O.T.
Well, finally, crooks are still stupid. In Plantation, Florida, a bank robber was easily caught after he dropped one of his own blank checks and one of his business cards on the floor as he left the bank.
This is Sam Huff.
And in Madrid, Spain, a thief who broke into a carpenter shop has also been easily caught. He apparently tried out some of the carpentry equipment he was stealing. And he not only left behind his fingerprints, he left behind one of his fingers.
Oh, they grew back.
They grew back.
La, la, la.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No.
Yes, that's it. Got to go.
No.
Got to go. And, oh, yes, don't want to forget that tomorrow on the show. Oh, well, one other secret, yes. Can't tell you about that. I told you about Leah already.
Right.
Another super secret TV-style guest tomorrow on the show.
Excellent.
Las Vegas-style show. It'll be July 26th. The name of the joint is...
Element.
It's right across from MCI Center in D.C. We'll be there 2 weeks from Wednesday, July 26th. The all-new Las Vegas-style show. Don't cost nothing to get in. We'd love to see you there. Call 100 right now. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hola.
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 I'm caller 100.
Yes. Right, yes you are. And what's your name?
My name is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Where are you from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
Carol, you won the Power Hour card from Dave & Buster's. Dave & Buster's is the premier place in America for adults to have fun. But wait, there's more. You've also won 25 direct condoms. Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made, Durex condoms.
Fantastic.
Right. Thank you. I know it's a prize package beyond your wildest dreams.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Got to go see you with the all-new episode tomorrow. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie.
Fred.
Please, throw your officer's hat in the air. Your German officer's hat in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Okay. You might make it
Oh, right. Well, you know, you like Clemens and Piazza.
I was throwing at his head.
Right in the middle of his head. Robbie, I got to get your batting helmet to wear. What?
He's just trying out something new. We'll be back and better than ever.
I'm shooting from the hip.
That's right, Harry Morgan.
Okay, we will see you tomorrow. That's Harry Potter, incidentally.
Oh, I'm sorry, Harry Potter.
Good night, all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Till we meet again.